All right, let's begin again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know why I pulled you over?
Because I was speeding?
No, because you're black. We're supposed to pull people over if they're black. I'm supposed to hit you with this now, okay?
What? No way!
Yes way. Please get on the ground so I can beat you.
No!
Come on, I'm just trying to do my job.
Look, man, you can't go around beating people with clubs.
Well, maybe you can't, but I'm LAPD. I have a quota.
You got a little retarded in me. You simple boy?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm retarded. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Then why does your face look like that?
Like what?
Ugly. Zing. High five.
Does anyone ever call me names?
You mean like retard?
Yeah.
No.
And now.
Danny needs a new pair of shoes and a gold watch and some hookers.
Our feature presentation.
Ah, the retarded policeman.
The best thing ever.
I'm so glad we came across that, or somebody sent it to Ralph. I'm not sure how we found it, but my God, that's good.
I love him so much, I am going to offer him the stall in my barn next to Dewan's.
That's quite a barn.
That's how much
you
I love the retarded
there,
policeman. Well, I got a couple of empty places for the kids.
When Dave, Dewan, and the retarded policeman.
Dave gets all the house, by the way, because Dave's their artist.
True.
Dave actually sleeps outside. He sleeps with the piggies outside, so the other two could live inside. Hey, first of all, Lisa May, my dear sweetheart.
What?
Why don't you just admit you don't like coffee instead of trying to make it not taste like coffee? What's the point of having coffee in the morning if you're going to junk it up the way you do?
I enjoy my sweetened coffee-like treat. In the morning, with some caffeine.
What do you put in the coffee?
It's half
coffee. Listen to this, Kevin. Listen to the rundown of what's in this cup in front of Lisa May this morning. This astounds me.
Teen Wolf made my coffee this morning.
Right.
And it was especially good.
Okay.
And I said, Teen Wolf, what do you put in that? And he said, well, you know, 4 squirts of the creamer. And half coffee, half hot water, one pink, two blue. Which is
the sweeteners.
And it is delicious.
Half coffee, half water?
Yeah. I don't really like a lot of caffeine.
And 3 artificial sweeteners.
Now,
and
normally,
I
just do 2 artificial sweeteners. Let's not get crazy. But I don't object to the extra blue. It's kind of tasty.
You're like the people that I see at the 7-Eleven sometimes. Every time you go into 7-Eleven now, they have some new exotic. They call it a coffee, but it's more of a dessert. It's a Reese's peanut butter cup, or it's some sort of a chocolate chip mint thing.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
What's wrong with that?
But at that point, you're really not drinking coffee anymore, right? You're just having dessert. That's all that is.
Dessert with a jolt.
It's a coffee-looking substance.
I guess.
Coffee-ish.
Just start having milkshakes.
By the way,
I like my concoction. I think they're yummy.
Oh,
what happens is that the interns bring them, and then Lisa goes, you know what? That's 55% coffee, 45% water.
It is. Only 2 people make it perfectly.
Take it back. Do it again.
Beer Mug and Teen Wolf, and Beer Mug taught Teen Wolf.
He did.
He's a good teacher.
Wow.
Sarah does an excellent job, but somehow it's just not quite as good.
Is that frosting you have in there on top now with whipped cream?
Little,
is that a cherry on top?
A little bit. What's wrong with that?
Beer Mug teaching Teen Wolf how to make Lisa's coffee was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. It was,
really?
Yeah. He's like, listen, you have to get it right. You understand? It must be exactly 55%. And it was like a chemistry class. And he's like, she'll send you back, dude. You got to get it right, okay? She'll send you back to the coffee room.
That's true.
Okay? She demands that it is exactly this sweet.
She's such a diva.
She'll send you back 12 times if that's what it takes. All right, I'm going to taste this. Let's see what this is.
Oh, God.
Kevin couldn't have spilled more, by the way.
I spilled it all over myself. Hey, that's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. That's not bad.
Because you don't like coffee, right?
Hey, how about that?
Not really much like coffee.
All right, then.
All right.
Yeah,
see,
that you can drink.
Thumbs up from Kevin.
That I can drink.
Okay. All right. Well, you got a new dessert to add to your rotation,
excellent,
Kevin.
I'm so happy to have a convert.
And I can lick it off all the equipment over here that I just spilled it on.
You really did.
So that'll be good.
Back in the old days, they used to not allow, maybe they still don't, I don't know,
they
used to not allow beverages in that area of the studio for that specific reason. You can literally take the station off the air with a poorly spilled drink.
Yeah, they don't. They don't allow that. That is against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do that.
No.
Of course not.
There's no liquid in here.
Well, there's liquid.
How long ago was it that you couldn't smoke in the studios? I mean, because I know...
I tell you when that's... I was going to say, I remember back in the old building in Burbank, I know they got pretty serious about it after the law changed.
In the studio?
Yeah, after the law changed. Because there were people still sneaking them up until then. Of course, it's horrible for the equipment. I mean, it's not something you want around equipment. But people were still doing it. Weren't they, Kevin, until the law changed in Burbank? Well, that was when they really cracked down.
And then they would go out to the stairwell. And they would go in the stairwell and smoke, because then people, you know, couldn't really smell it all that strongly.
Yeah.
And then once they got told not to do that, they would put on a long record and go downstairs. It was on the like ninth floor or something. They would go downstairs, go outside and smoke, and then rush back up. And so then a memo went out: you can't do that. You have to stay up near the equipment. Blah blah blah. And wasn't that when Christy got fired because she went downstairs to smoke after she was told not to and locked herself
and
out?
Got locked out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
what couldn't happened. Get back up, so there was just dead air on the radio.
And I remember not one, not two, but three guests that we could not stop from smoking.
Oh, yeah. What
even
are you
though
do?
we said you can't smoke, I mean, we'll get in trouble and it's against the law. Please don't. And they were Courtney Love was one who just, you know, is still a chain smoker. I don't know how many packs a day she goes through, but she's with a cigarette eternally.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary was another one.
Oh,
whose response,
right. Yeah.
Whose response, I believe it was me who said, oh, Dennis, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to smoke in here. He said to me, F you. Except without the F.
But you're right, Courtney was even worse about it because she didn't even respond. We would say, hey, you know, smoking's not. And she just act like the words
like
were never,
you never said.
Which
right.
I love. I love that.
And the third one was David Lynch, who is another guy who's just a diehard nicotine addict. And he refused to stop smoking, too. And then you go, well, you know, not that anyone's above the law technically, but he's freaking David Lynch.
He's David Lynch,
the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how
he's the elephant man, for God's sakes.
People fly if they can't be in a studio for 20 minutes without a cigarette. What do they do?
I don't know. I imagine they could make it. On a
Nicorette, I guess.
But they don't have to make it here. They don't care who's going to come in and stop them. It's against the rules, yeah, but do the cops show up and check? No.
No, true.
And they know that, you know, we're happy to have them, and they're our guests, and we're not going to throw them out for it because we want them on the radio.
We want them there.
Yeah.
But that was good times.
I never thought about smoking in the studio.
Hey. I'm gonna take up smoking just so I can do that.
That's kind of cool.
I always thought that was like the coolest thing. You know, the classic kind of archetypical DJ, FM DJ, cool guy deal was that, you know, you're sitting there with the ashtray burning away as, you know, you're
spinning your
tunes. And you're smoking cigarettes, spinning like your fog hat or whatever it was.
It's like watching the old Johnny Carson.
Yeah, he used to smoke, right?
Yeah, he smoked right there on TV. And didn't Walter Cronkite do that too?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he did back in the early days, yeah. It's so funny now, though, when you watch old TV shows and old movies where people are smoking in, you know, hospitals and surgery.
Yeah, in a surgery, you know, intensive care. They're just puffing away.
I know.
You make it sound like you have to go back so far. I mean, if you watch even like, is it Morton Downey Jr.? Was that it?
Sure.
Oh, he
smoked a lot.
You know, the early 80s, and he would smoke a cigarette throughout every moment of it.
Sure. But now the anti-smoking lobbyists have just, they're trying to just... You can't smoke in your apartment. You can't smoke in front of your apartment. You can't smoke
in your car in some places.
In your car. You can't smoke in city limits. I mean, it's absurd.
It really is ridiculous.
They make you go out to the Mojave Desert just so you can have a smoke.
It's ridiculous.
And God bless you.
Hey, you know how many people smoke weed?
No, how many?
Dude, let me tell you. A lot.
that's weed. That's different. That's not what we're talking about.
It's a little different, sure.
Yeah. A little bit different.
All right, well, it is Wednesday morning. It's the 16th of Do You Like It in the Ass?
My advice to someone who's contemplating inserting a rectal foreign body is to not do it.
Okay.
Not do it, then.
No.
Good advice.
That is good advice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think do it was what everyone was saying.
I think I got the wrong message.
Yeah, you did. No question about that.
Kevin, after my email last night, did you flip on the All-Star game? Did you check it out?
I sure didn't.
Oh.
Bean wrote me an email last night. And he goes, you got to check out the All-Star game. It's in the 10th inning, 3-3.
Yeah, you can still check it out. It's still on.
It ended with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 15th inning.
Oh,
my God.
It was fantastic. I don't know how you can't be a baseball fan after seeing that game last night. It had everything.
Well, wait, let me just ask a question, a qualifying question.
Is it baseball?
Is it baseball? Well, then how do you say, I don't know how you can't get into
it? Because
there was so long.
There was some, 4 hours and 50 minutes? Are you kidding me? It had everything. It had some great pitching. I mean, guys who got up, like George Sherrill, for instance, from the Orioles came out in one inning and dispensed with the National League in three pitches, for instance. There were half innings like that, and then there were other innings that went on forever with the bases loaded, no outs, and no one could get in. I mean, it was just every emotional thing that you would want in a game happen. Tons of exciting guys being thrown out at the plate. And
sure.
Just phenomenal defense, some
sure.
phenomenal hitting.
Yeah.
Just a great, great game.
But baseball?
Of course it was baseball, yeah.
Well, that means all of that stuff that you just mentioned, all of that exciting stuff, you know, people getting tagged out at the plate and sacrifice flies and three pitches and the teams, was interspersed with, you know, a batter up there with seven foul balls
right.
and three, you know, pitches that were balls, and it's so boring, and the pitcher takes his time and kicks the mound with his foot. Oh,
dear God.
Well, it was,
not to mention you don't care who wins. It's an all-star game.
You do care. You care very much who wins because you play for home field advantage in the World Series.
Yeah, I just found that out.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they changed the rule a few years ago.
I did.
So now it actually means something.
So there's actually something in it.
Plus, you see, because no one cares.
Didn't know that. Yeah,
coach of the American League was Terry Francona of the Red Sox, and he, you know, legitimately was thinking about his future with the season because. The very good chance that the Red Sox would be in the World Series.
Not only that, they completely ran out of pitchers. Literally, they were going to J.D. Drew of the Red Sox, who is not a pitcher, was going to come out and pitch the 16th for the American League if it went to a 16th inning. I mean, they ran out of pitchers.
That must make the pitchers feel good. Listen, let's just bring in anyone. Anyone can do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I can't do that.
It's very exciting, and the American League has now won the last 12 decisions in the All-Star game, which is very exciting.
It comes down to a decision? They have judges?
I say that because one year there was a tie. So I can't say 12 in a row, but they've won the last 12 decisions.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
Apparently, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is trying to negotiate to avoid a SAG strike.
Well,
and I think that would be good.
I do, too. I appreciate that.
Nobody wants actors to go on strike.
God,
no.
That would suck.
And he would care, not because he's in the industry, but because the city relies on the industry for so much money.
Yes. Yep, exactly. And who's going to hire hookers, you know, if you don't have actors?
That's a good point.
Talk about Sean Connery, this new book by Raquel Welch, saying that she apparently had a torrid affair with him.
Oh, I'm sure he was a lovely lover.
Excited about that?
He was a good-looking dude and popular yep. and famous and a stud, and I'm sure there were a lot of ladies lined up back when he was a young man to break off a piece of 007.
Sure you've seen Craigslist. We have some super good highlights of Craigslist.
Oh, good.
In the rants and raves section, there are always just fantastic messages from people, just full of hate and vitriol. It's
they
awesome.
Put it somewhere.
Yeah. So we got the best of that coming up this morning. We have inventions that other people can steal. Everybody seems to have an invention in their mind. They go, how can this not have been made yet?
Absolutely.
And Beans had one for, I don't know, 15 years.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything with it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have people call in with their inventions that they think would be cool.
That they haven't done a thing with.
That they haven't done a thing with yet.
And wait till you hear of Mike's, by the way, which sounds so simple. It merges existing technology in a way that I've never heard done before, and it would be immensely useful to millions of people. Yet it's not available, as far as I know. So we're gonna pitch that. Maybe somebody out there listening today can make $1 million off of it, not cut Mike in for one red cent.
That'd be awesome. And we're going to send you to see Dark Knight, starring Christian Bale and Heath Ledger, this morning, every hour. We got your tickets to see that, and we need to ask the question, what accent, what language is he speaking as Batman?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I can't understand a word he says anymore.
That's about it.
What's that mean?
Is he trying to not sound like Bruce Wayne? Is that the why he does it?
I think so. I think he's trying to, disguise his voice, but it would help.
Because he sounds like McGruff the crime dog when I hear him.
Yes, it does. But worse, because you can't understand a word he says. So anyway, we will get to that in just a second. We also have Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. How are you, Ralph?
I couldn't be better.
Fantastic.
Excellent. That's a lie.
Could be better,
you but
could
still be asleep.
That's what you people want to hear.
Hey, Ralph, did you watch the All-Star game last night?
Couldn't care less.
15 innings. It had
Can
everything.
Can you imagine?
No.
15 innings.
It was so
of
great.
A game that means nothing to no one.
Didn't want it to end.
Well, it turns out there are a lot of baseball fans, just not us.
Just the take a game, that a meaningless baseball game, and make it 15 innings. Are you kidding me?
It decides who gets home field advantage for this World Series.
How many people does that affect on each team?
All of them?
One guy?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
How many guys on the either side, the AL or NL, are going to the World Series?
Well, I mean, I think people root for their league, and of course, there are, you know, millions of fans who want to see their team have the home field advantage.
That's
another
thing about baseball. People root for leagues. Yeah, I go for the whole National League. Oh no, I'm an American League man. Screw you. Pick a team.
You don't think there's a lot of East Coast, West Coast people in lots of sports, like basketball, for instance, people who root for teams in the Western Conference, for instance, versus the Eastern Conference?
No, because most people in the West, if you live in the West, you hate the other teams in the Western Conference
because
they're playing against your team.
But you
think Kevin wants to see the Suns win when the Lakers aren't in the playoffs?
Over the Knicks or the Celtics, probably.
Over the Knicks or Celtics, I don't know. Let's get back to 15 innings. Let's get back to that. It had to end at midnight.
Psycho Mike was so bummed out because he had an event last night and couldn't watch the game, but he got home and still had like 6 innings to watch.
It was awesome. Little gift.
Anyway, good times.
Yeah, it's a gift.
And no stars last night like Fox usually does at the games. I was really surprised that they didn't go, and here's actor Hugh Laurie returning this September in-house on Fox. There's none of that going on last night, which was weird.
Hugh Laurie couldn't be dragged to a baseball game with a shotgun to his back.
That does drive me crazy. They act like they just happened to be there watching the game along with other cast members of the same show who happened to be sitting right next to them.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, let's talk about something that's meaningful, shall we?
Yes.
Lindsay Lohan!
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently she's back on a clean living kick. She's trying to get sober and healthy again.
Okay.
E! Online reports that she recently hosted a party at her house for 75 of her closest friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And served virgin pineapple drinks made with her Jack LaLanne power juicer.
Sounds good.
That was fun for everyone.
I think I'm in love. She rocks the Jack LaLanne power juicer. You know how much
you
I
have
love
that,
the
right,
juicer?
Ralph?
Oh, I love the juicer.
How many people at that party sat around and went, are there any other parties we could go to?
Can anybody bring a flask? Something I can pour into my juice? If I'm not going to drink, nobody's going to drink. Another example of surfers attacking paparazzi.
I like this.
Which I'm all for, this new trend.
I kind of like this trend of protecting your own.
Yeah. This time it happened at Paradise Cove Beach in Malibu, California. A mini driver was there with her friend Colin Farrell and his son. They were trying to spend a day on the beach, and the paparazzi swarmed the beach. Well, the surfers, they don't cotton to that. And apparently they attacked the paparazzi and chased them off the beach.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Minnie said...
Surfer gangs.
Surfer gangs, I like that.
Minnie says she doesn't condone violence, but she is grateful to her friends and neighbors who are the surfers who were defending people just trying to have a normal afternoon at the beach. She said it's kind of nice when someone takes a stand.
Yeah. How about that?
The back door...
Oh, Minnie.
No.
Jennifer Lopez.
She got over that.
Yes. J-Lo is training for a triathlon.
No effing way.
Didn't she just have a baby?
She did, yeah.
Twins, right?
Twins, I think.
4 minutes ago? Her husband, Mark Anthony, says that he's very impressed by her hardcore workouts, include running, swimming, and biking. For a triathlon race that she'll participate in this October. He says he tries to support her by going riding by her side on his Segway.
That's funny.
She's running her ass.
Come on, pick it up.
She's zooming along on a little Segway.
Well, he can't afford to lose any weight, so no. I'm actually glad he's not trying to run with her because he would just evaporate.
But good for her for training for a triathlon that quick after giving up babies.
I'm kidding.
Here's the thing, and the thing that cracks me up, this thing, the Segway. And Mark Anthony talks about how he cruises alongside with her. Do you remember when the Segway was unveiled to the public?
Oh, it was the biggest hype of all time.
Yeah. They used to call it. And it was going to change the world. It was going to change your life. It was going to change the way cities were built, the way roads were constructed.
Yep, true.
The way we breathed air, the way we fed ourselves. Everything was going to change because of it. Now it's like a novelty gag. It's like a razor scooter. It's like no one cares about it whatsoever.
I had this conversation. What, are they using a lot over there?
Have you seen the training videos of the Chinese military on Segways in like
formations?
Fighter pilot diamond formations with fully automatic rifles coming at you?
Yeah, that's just they look silly.
That'll work.
The other army falls down laughing at you when you come out of here.
Look at those guys on a Segway.
You know,
that's awesome.
It's unbelievable, though. I mean, because you're right. It's paradoxical because they have, you know, Mac-11s, but they're on Segways.
Yeah. Where was it that we saw the police on
Segway? Martin Luther King parade.
Parade, yeah. And I don't know why, but a cop on a Segway just means, okay, well, I can get away from him.
It's silly.
Well, don't they just seem impractical? I mean, with gas prices going up, I thought maybe a Segway is the answer. But then you think about actually riding it to the store or someplace else.
Well, yeah, it's not. I don't think it's for regular people.
It can't be on the sidewalk, really.
I think if I were like a cop on a college campus or something,
yeah,
maybe that would.
Maybe.
Have you guys ever ridden one?
No. I have, yeah. I have ridden one.
They're unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, the technology is amazing, and it does seem like there ought to be more uses for it than we've seen so far, but they're still so prohibitively expensive that they're not really practical for most people.
Yeah.
But still, they're goofy.
They are goofy, yeah. No question.
And they have not changed the world. And will
but you'd
not.
Rather have, you'd rather ride one of those a mile than walk a mile, I'll tell you that.
Sure, absolutely.
Some people.
You would be.
I don't mind
some
walking
most people
a mile.
Would. Some people don't mind walking.
5 miles. 5 miles.
Yeah, but
miles
not in my shoes.
Maybe. That's true. We've never been in your shoes.
His big clown shoes.
See, because you walk a mile in my shoes
is
an old,
his expression.
Old-timey
that's
phrase.
Just move on.
From the front porch of the general store where Bean hangs out playing checkers on the pickle barrel.
And Whitland.
I'm surprised he hasn't already gone with how many roads must a man walk.
And it goes from bad to worse for some people. Poor Ed McMahon.
I feel bad for
Eddie. Well, he's still dealing with that. Still on the precipice of being foreclosed upon. But now he's got to go back into the hospital for more neck surgery. Because he effed up his neck and he's in a lot of pain, so he's going in for more surgery. This is his third neck surgery, by the way.
And he's 80.
Yeah. Dude's 100. He's losing
85
his house,
or something. Nicest guy in the world.
Head coming off his shoulders.
You look at the statistics on back surgeries, and they're about 5% successful. Everybody just, once you do it, you got to go back, you got to go back.
An 85-year-old having surgery.
Yeah, that's rough.
Really risky.
That's
rough.
Feel for the dude.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. I want everyone to appreciate, by the way, I did a story about Jennifer Lopez.
You're right.
Just moved on.
Yes. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted.
Is this a new era?
A little love. A little
thank
love.
You. Thank yeah. you. Thank you.
No, I got caught up in the segue thing. I forgot to do it. But still, strikes me now. In retrospect, that I missed an opportunity.
We
there.
Do appreciate
fantastic.
It.
Perhaps there'll be another hour where that story will see.
Perhaps
we'll have to
repeating.
Wait and see.
Aww.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Michael Flatley. What
was the problem that the showbiz beat was too
hey,
packed?
Hey, no, I mean, is, you, I mean, know, you don't. Back.
No,
was
you
it
don't.
That you were it's, going to do it?
Oh, dude, lame.
Not now,
it
dude.
It is almost 6 o'clock, and I only have so much time to do the
thank you.
Do so many stories. In
that's
such
what
a,
I was thinking.
In
yeah.
such a you know, small
not,
period
we don't
of time.
Need to,
so we
don't be
get,
so boring.
I mean, I could have taken that question.
Oh God, I'm bored already.
I could have taken that story out of the equation, you know, because of the time constraints and because of the lack of space, you know, that
right.
I had to do showbiz stories in. But when I saw that story and I read it and I saw that it was Jennifer Lopez training for the triathlon,
shut
I realized.
Up.
That I had to include it because I
stop
find
talking.
Personally when I do the showbiz beat
stop
right,
talking
there's
yes?
always room for J-Lo.
Yay!
Damn
come on,
let me just point something out. It's against the rules to take credit for not doing it and receive our applause and thanks.
I didn't do it.
You could have avoided it.
I couldn't. Once Bean put the wheels in motion, it was out of my hands.
Is that the other rule?
It was a force majeure.
Yeah, shut up, dude.
Once you start the countdown, the rocket has to launch.
That's
doesn't
right.
matter what happens.
That's right. Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance. He is 50 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Phoebe Cates turns 45
oh!
years old today.
Oh.
Have you seen Phoebe lately?
No.
Still
yes.
looks terrific.
Yes. Does she look good still?
She looks terrific.
Fantastic.
She's married to
Kevin Kline.
They've been married, one of the most successful marriages in Hollywood. They've got a bunch of kids and everything. She doesn't do much acting anymore.
She was one of Fast
great.
Times?
Yeah.
Yes.
She
yeah.
came out of the pool.
Bikini, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Feldman is 37 years old today. Not looking quite as good as Phoebe Cates.
You watched the two Coreys?
I watched it just this week.
You
just
did?
The other night.
How is it?
I have only seen a few episodes, but I watched one this week, coincidentally.
It is unbelievable.
It's nuts.
It's train wreck television.
The first one was so awful.
This is Corey Feldman and Corey Haim living together.
I wish I had watched it more now when I realized how bad it is and how effed up they are, especially Corey Haim, who apparently is just off the rails.
He is. He's just a nightmare. He's a drug abuser. He just destroys everything that's good in his life. It's unbelievable. At one point, though, they said, hey, we're the two Coreys. How can you get better than that? And I was thinking, well, I don't know. There's probably a lot of ways you could get better than that.
In this week's episode, he put an ad in Daily Variety apologizing, trying to make amends, because now he's in a program, so he has to make amends,
right.
You know, because he's in recovery. And instead of just saying, look, if I screwed you over in Hollywood or whatever, I apologize, you know, Corey Haim, he writes, I'm back, and I'm ready to work. And this ad, a full-page ad with his face and everything.
Yeah.
And it says, and I make amends, Corey Haim. And everybody's reading going, oh, how sad. Panhandling in Variety.
It's unbelievable.
Someone wrote on one of the websites, Corey, you ready to work? Good. Here's a mop. Start on aisle 13 and work your way across the store.
That's great.
Ed Kowalczyk of Live is 37 years old today. And our buddy Will Ferrell celebrates his 41st birthday today. Happy birthday, Will. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Here's the headline. If you go to TMZ.com this morning, the world's greatest entertainment website, Rampage, Terror Outside the Ring. This is a great story, and we have our pal Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. He's the big cheese on the phone with us on the Kevin Meachon Kira. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys.
This is my favorite story since the vice president shot somebody in the face.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Harvey, before you bring our listeners up to speed with what you know about what happened last night, we were talking earlier about O.J., of course, in the world's most famous car chase, but that was a slow-speed chase. Have you ever heard of a celebrity being involved in a high-speed chase before?
Hard to think of one, actually.
Yeah. None comes to mind.
But you know what? There is not a dumber chase ever.
Yes.
Celebrity or non-celebrity, because if you're trying to evade the police, I'm a lawyer.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is actually something that I've, you know, practiced before when I was practicing law, that when you evade somebody in a car, in a fleeing vehicle, it's a good idea not to have a life-size picture of you on the side of the car as you're trying to evade the cop.
We are talking about Quentin Rampage Jackson, who has, like Harvey said, a full-size, life-size picture of himself on his truck.
So, unbelievable.
So anybody anywhere that looks at that truck knows that that's Quentin Rampage Jackson. And he got in a hit and run, I guess, on the 55, hit a couple of trucks, cars, and just took off.
Well, that was the beginning of it. He hits two cars on the 55. It goes kind of, it just kind of rolls right into the street. And so then he's on the street. He's driving in the median. Then he decides to drive up on the sidewalk. There are people, we got the police report. According to the police report, people are fleeing for their lives. This is in the police report. Then he gets back on the street, starts driving the wrong way on the street, hits another car. When he was on the freeway, he got a flat tire, and the flat tire then starts to disintegrate, hits another car. He's driving on the rim at this point, and eventually, and then gets back on the sidewalk, and then, according to the police report, causing pedestrians to flee in terror, words from the police report, then eventually rolls to a stop. The cops, guns drawn, get him out of the car, take him to the police station, and then they decide, and these are the police's words, he's medically unfit to be admitted, and they take him to a hospital, local hospital.
Now, in police code, that means way drunk, way high?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're not telling us whether he's high or not, but I mean, geez.
I've never heard of medically unfit to be booked.
Well, yeah, listen, he must be crazy out of his mind.
I mean,
something happened here. So.
I'm 6'2", and if I were to stand next to his truck, the picture of Quentin Rampage Jackson on his truck would be taller than me. I mean, that's how big it is. You can see it from half a mile away.
But you know what? It's really funny, the subtlety of it. I think the nicest touch about the picture is that huge chain around his neck.
Yep. Yes.
I swear to God, he looks like he's in the TV miniseries Roots on this side of the truck. It's hilarious.
But if you go to the site, I mean, it's really funny. We have a bunch of pictures, and there are a bunch of pictures of him on the ground, actually, where the police are pointing the gun.
Right.
But if you look at the first picture we have, what they're doing is they're pointing the gun at the truck because he's still inside. But it looks like they're pointing the gun at the picture.
It does.
You know what I thought, Harvey? Is I thought that was him. It looked. It's so realistic. I thought it was him, and he was like looking like it was some kind of fashion shoot.
I thought the same thing.
We put the we stole one of your pictures and put it up at the Kevin and Bean front page. If you want to, if you want to see that, but it is from TMZ, and they have a. I know you can. They have a bunch of pictures on TMZ.com and the entire story. And so they pulled him over. He had to get down on the ground. They pointed their guns at him. Then they took him into the hospital.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And it was interesting the way it unfolded, too, because, you know, we started getting emails from our TMZ users, and they started saying, God, we're out in Newport. You wouldn't believe what we saw. But it kind of unfolded and got more and more serious, and then suddenly, you know, people took all these pictures, and we started getting these pictures. So it started out as, you know, he hit a car, and all of a sudden, it turns into, you know, we know why they call him Rampage.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, Harvey, a couple things real quick. First of all, we don't know what was going on in his head. We don't know why. Obviously, Quentin Rampage Jackson has had a horrible week. He lost his UFC fight. He's no longer the champ as of Saturday night. So maybe he was just super bummed out and out, just tying on a week-long bender for all we know. But my bigger question is, what? How did the helicopters and the TV stations not have this one live? Where were they?
It must have happened. It's funny you say that. We actually started this by saying, turns out if local news had run the Rampage Jackson car chase live, it could have gotten Super Bowl ratings. And it's true because I don't know. I mean, it must have happened really fast, you know, within like five or 10 minutes, because it still takes a helicopter a long time. And I don't think they're necessarily around Orange County, so it would have taken them too long probably to get there.
They're probably kicking themselves today. Best car chase ever.
Best car chase ever.
And they missed it. And
just think about it, because it's like then you have a picture of the guy who's inside the car right on the side of the car. It's multimedia.
And it's custom made for television, right?
Honestly,
you have to look at this truck with your own eyes and see the picture, because you will die laughing. I mean, I can't even understand doing that in the first place, putting a gigantic picture of yourself on the outside of your own.
Embarrassing.
On so many levels, it's so amazing. But I agree. I mean, I thought what you guys thought, which is that was him. And I said, what a great pose when a gun is being
hit. Right. He's not even paying attention to the cops who have pistols on him. He's just looking at the camera. But that's just the picture.
It's a little ghetto for a multi-million, you know, millionaire celebrity. That's for sure. All right. Last question for you, Harvey, because we know you got to get to your day. But how many charges off the top of your head can you see the police piling on Rampage? I mean, they could really put it to him with the stuff that he did last night, right?
They could nail him, because each hit constitutes a hit and run, and he hit at least four cars.
Wow.
Plus, you know, he's endangering the lives of celebrities. I mean, there could be a lot of things. He's in trouble.
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Do you know his financial state? Does he have enough money to hire, you know, the big guns?
I mean, it's hard to believe. I mean, the UFC is so huge right now, and he was the champ.
It is, but they're not known for heaping tons of money on their
fighters. Yeah, but
he's
got endorsements and a bunch of other income streams coming in, too.
As fighters go, I think he's, like, way, way up there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, one of the top guys.
It looks like, judging from this chain on the you know, that he's wearing in the photo on the truck, it looks like he could sell that for about $2 million, too, by the way.
Okay, can I tell you one other thing?
Yes.
I think you guys will really like this. You know who Ray Allen is?
Oh, sure.
Of course, yeah.
Celtics.
Boston Celtics champion.
I know. Well, so two nights ago, we got him. There's this bar called One and One Sunset, and he got denied.
They wouldn't let him in.
They wouldn't let him
awesome.
In.
Awesome. Did they recognize him? Were they Laker fans?
I couldn't tell. You can see it on the site. You couldn't tell whether they recognized him. So then we get him yesterday during the day, and he starts saying, I didn't get denied. I just decided to leave. And that was so ridiculous.
That's funny.
And so then last night we get him again, and he finally admits that, yeah, they denied me. And then there was another player there, Jerome Bettis. And our cameraman gets Bettis' name wrong, and they call him Bennis. And Ray Allen just launches on our camera guy. It's just a really funny video.
I think maybe he should have. Maybe
funny.
He should have. That's awesome. Well, you always love it when celebrities get turned away at the door, because that seems to just be our lot in life.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
But
well, thank God for the sports world, man. They're keeping you in business today, it sounds like, Harvey.
Can you believe that?
That's great stuff. Well, listen.
And we haven't talked about A-Rod.
Oh, true, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
A lot going on with A-Rod. Do you want to update us?
Well, I just want to give you the best story. story ever. You guys will just, oh, this is your sweet spot here.
All right.
So A-Rod's having lunch at this restaurant in New York City, right?
Yep.
Is there a bigger interview in the United States right now than sitting down with A-Rod?
No, I mean, for folks who don't know, he's the New York Yankee player who's embroiled in an ugly divorce right now and is rumored to be having an affair with Madonna. That's why everybody wants to get to him right now.
Okay, so we've got a camera across the street from where he's having lunch, and he's sitting outside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Katie Couric walks out of an office building across the street. Anchor, CBS News.
Right.
Okay.
Katie walks out. And we're on her side of the street. So we walk up to Katie. She's got this big old Jolly Rancher in her mouth. And we walk up to her and we say, Katie, guess who's across the street? And she says, who? And we point out that it's A-Rod. And so she looks over and she kind of waves over there. And then all of a sudden, we point the camera across and A-Rod sees her and starts waving and then starts waving her over to come over to him. She says, no.
Really?
And we said, you could go talk to A-Rod.
Does she? Do you get the idea she knew who he was?
Totally.
What's wrong with her?
Totally. And she says, so we said, well, Katie, what would you ask him? She said, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I'd have to prepare. And then she walks away and she starts talking about, well, I'll talk to my journalism professor about it, and just kind of like dismisses us and walks away.
What?
Barbara Walters would have killed an old lady in a walk.
Of course. Of course.
She walked away.
You guys point him out for her.
That's awesome.
She is unbelievable.
Wow.
That's very funny. All right, Harvey, have a great day at TMZ.com. TMZ TV, of course, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Thanks for being on The Kevin and Bean Show, as always.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Harvey. Man.
Victor Enrique from Downey, thanks for listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. You've won tickets for Batman The Dark Knight with Christian Bale and Heath Ledger. Of course, we got them for you every hour this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show and all week long here on the world-famous Carrick. That opens, by the way, maybe too late to get in on the first screenings because they do sell them in advance, but tomorrow night at midnight is when the official first screenings will be happening.
Can't wait. Looks good.
I am excited.
I don't know if you've been keeping up on the SAG strike. It's not a strike yet, but it seems to be heading toward. The last one we had was the writer's strike. That sucked.
Yeah.
That was about, I don't know, 3 months, a little bit more or something like that. It was devastating, not just to the entertainment industry, but to the economy of California. What's the number they're tossing around is how much money was lost from that last strike?
The recent Hollywood writers' strike tipped California into a recession, resulting in a loss of $2.1 billion, with a B, dollars.
Oh, God.
And costing 37,000 jobs.
Oh.
And more important than that, some of my shows weren't on.
Well, there is that, too.
That's my complaint.
That's more important. So now SAG, which is the actors, they're trying to negotiate, you know, what's fair to them. And the producers are trying to negotiate what's fair to them. And it looks like if they don't get this solved, they're heading for another strike.
Which we can't have. And what I love is that every time something like this happens where a strike is a possibility, somebody always says, why isn't there someone out there who can get the sides together and force them to talk? And I'm happy to say there is a knight in shining armor this time around. Our own mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, joins us on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yes. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
So, in conclusion, city of Los Angeles, we cannot afford to have another strike after the writer's strike.
Just give him a speech.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Press conference.
The entertainment industry must come together in solidarity.
Mayor, we're on the radio.
And especially the film and television industry. Do what's best not only for you and your industry, but for the city of Los Angeles.
All right, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Good advice. All right.
Jerry, hello.
Hello?
Oh, God. I hate doing that, man.
What the hell?
Is this Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa?
Yeah, you call me stupid.
Well, we did,
you sound a little different.
I know, I was doing a press conference. I'm sorry. I'm in front of the studios.
Oh,
and, you know, everybody's talking about this strike.
Right.
But why do you talk like that when you do the speeches, and this is how you talk in real life? What's that about?
You're my friends, man. You're my friends. You're my boys. I can relax.
So this is the real you.
Be my shot, you go. But, you know, it's crazy. It's stupid. People all day. We want to strike. We're not getting enough money. Residuals. Stupid.
Okay, watch your language, Mr. Mayor. I shouldn't have to tell you that. But there's some complicated issues. I mean, the writers are concerned that they get paid when their work appears on the internet. You know, they've got a lot of things that they have to consider. This is their livelihood.
I know. Listen, I've been trying to help out the actors, you know. I've
right.
been rallying against the producer doing what I need to do, blah, blah, blah. to be honest, I hope they do strike.
What are you talking about? This entire we read two articles about how you're the guy that's going to bring the two sides together. You're not going to let them strike. Not this time. It's good for California.
Well, what do you expect me to say? Oh, no, please strike. Lose a lot of money for the state. But to be honest, well, man, I got
yeah, what?
This is a perfect opportunity for me to break into the acting industry. You know, I've been putting together my headshots. I've been putting together a little reel of me doing some acting, and I'm telling you, if they strike, you know, they're going to need to get other actors. I'm ready to go, man.
Mr. Mayor, you know you already have a job.
I mean, really, though? I mean, what do I do? I walk around,
so, you would be a scab, then. While the actors are on strike, you would step in and break ranks with the union.
I'd be a scab. Whoa.
What kind of acting are you interested in?
Come on, Hank, what do you, anything. The TV, look, you guys watch House?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. House is a great show, yeah.
Watch this, right. Okay? For you.
Oh, is this an audition?
This is a scene from House.
Okay,
all right. Dr. House, yeah, Cody? This sure is a mystery, the patient's disease. Yeah, you got that right. Show me your boobs.
Well, now, I would watch that episode, but I'd still prefer to see Hugh Laurie.
And scene.
And scene. Are they going to allow you the gun on set, do you think?
Are they going to allow me?
Yeah.
Do they have a choice?
Probably not, I guess.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice instead of a cane, you have a shotgun? You have a shotgun to blast you, okay?
It actually would be, yeah.
2.5 men, you watch that show?
Of course, yeah.
Seen it, yeah.
Watch this, okay? All right. For your consideration. Hey, Ducky. Yeah, Charlie Sheen, we sure are single. Yeah, we are. We got a kid. Go Raiders.
I don't think Go Raiders. I'm not sure Go Raiders is in there.
And scene.
You know what? I was against this idea, but now I think I'd rather watch your version of the shows.
What about the movies? No, it's not just a TV. What about the movies?
Do you want to do both?
You want to see the Dark Knight? What about the Dark Knight? What about the Brown Knight? How about that, huh? And I mean it. And it's like, hey, Rachel, just remember, there's a lot of crime in Gotham City. Yeah. Hey, puta, show me your titi. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Scene ends like that, does it?
It's a theme.
Hey, puta, show me your titis.
I like it.
Okay.
Get it, Pito?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, seriously, though. I mean, you guys know any newscasters? I'm drying up over here.
You're drying up with newscasters?
Oh, man. It's been a while. I got the gout. I'm so backed up.
Oh, I see. Because your girlfriend, you guys broke up, the one that split up your marriage, you're not dating her anymore.
I like the newscasters.
You do?
You know Leslie Miller on ABC?
Oh, yeah. She's drinking a little blonde. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to do her makeup for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, we do.
Okay. How about Bob Moyer? You know Bob Moyer?
Oh, yeah.
Wreck his face.
He would like that. Thank you,
Mr. Mayor.
No, I'm Doug Kriegel with the news. I'm at the mayor's mansion.
I'm afraid to ask. Thank you. Time for the Ralph Showbiz B. What's going on, Ralph?
A little TV programming note tonight. You may want to tune into Comedy Central's The Colbert Report.
One of my favorite shows.
Me too. Very, very funny show. But tonight it's going to be, more special than ever.
Who does he have?
For the first time ever.
Yes.
On television since 1975.
Wow. 1975.
Rush is going to perform.
Yeah!
I thought it was going to be something good.
They're going to do their classic 1981 tune, Tom Sawyer, on the Colbert Report tonight. I can't wait.
Hey, La Orquesta de la Raza. May I interrupt? Right, I got that. But Ralph, but why? Why? What's the tie-in with Rush in 2008 performing on that show?
Who cares? As long as they do.
You might be overselling this just a bit. Although that's a great show every night.
And it's a great band. I just don't get the connection.
They have a new album.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Sure do. That must be why.
Okay.
What do you mean? Yeah, they sure do. How do you know that and not assume that's why they're going on television?
I think he's asking why Colbert would want to have them on.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, that's not usually musical artists don't go on. It's not the Tonight Show. They don't usually go on and perform on that show. It's more of an interview show.
Live acts. He's doing more and more bands and stuff. The show's kind of shifted.
It's a great show.
He's got Nas on July 23rd. Toby Keith is going to be on July 28th. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash will be performing on July the 30th.
Kill me.
So there you go. A lot of music.
Is he down a writer or something? Is that what's going on?
Look, don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the musical stylings of Geddy Lee.
Rush tonight. All right.
With a space invader to get high on you.
Appreciate it, man. Amy Winehouse isn't happy about her new look-alike statue at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Does that have Coke all over its upper lip?
Yes. Apparently, she turned down the offer from the museum to pose for the artist who created her likeness, and now she's seen it. She thinks the wax version of her looks, in her words, crap.
Come on, meaning, I can't look worse than reality.
That's what they have done.
Yeah, she looks healthy.
She wishes she looked like she was made out of wax.
No kidding.
She told New Magazine, I thought you had to be nearly dead to receive this honor. Well, maybe you do, is what we're saying. Take a long, hard look.
I've never heard of a celebrity turning down the opportunity to sit for the artist to make the wax figure. I mean, most people consider it a true honor.
Yes. Kevin loves the wax museums. Can't get any.
He sure does. The worst. But I can't imagine that you actually think that she has common sense.
The wherewithal.
Well, yeah, she doesn't
even accept something like that. Yeah.
She doesn't make good choices.
If she had said, yes, I will be there, she wouldn't have showed. So
yeah,
what's the
point? That's a
good point.
Yeah. I withdraw the remark.
All right.
Congratulations to Insider host Pat O'Brien.
P.O.B.
Yeah.
Marrying his girlfriend of 5 years, Betsy Stevens. After two stints in rehab, Pat tells People he's ready to tie the knot, probably next fall.
It's a lucky, lucky girl.
Pat reportedly proposed to Betsy via cell phone.
Oh, good.
He said,
yeah, if you want to marry me, just say yes. Like just look over at me and say yes. Oh, yeah, I want to marry you. I want to marry you so bad.
That's an atypical
romantic proposal.
If the officiant at their wedding has any sense of humor at all, he goes, Betsy, if you want to marry Pat, just look at him and say yes.
Say yes. Yeah, the TV star caught in the middle of a dangerous herd of hippos.
And Sienna Miller is just my favorite whore ever.
Yeah, she's really
can't keep a shirt on, can she?
She just doesn't care. She's banging other women's husbands. She's just awesome.
She's a whore, okay?
I loved her before, but now I can't stop thinking about her.
Now that she's turning on the whore?
Do you remember when she was upset that naked pictures were taken from a movie that she was doing and put on the internet? What happened to that
she
girl?
She did.
Never mind. Let's just go for it. I mentioned that photos were taken of her on a boat when she was sunbathing nude with her now boyfriend, married father of four, Balthazar Getty.
Great
from Brothers and Sisters. Well, yesterday, new pictures show up. Two of them on an Italian hotel balcony.
Yep.
Where she's wearing nothing but a captain's hat. Well, pipe me aboard, Captain.
You're a whore. A filthy, filthy whore.
Book my passage on that love boat. I'll sit in the canoe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I do.
Nope.
I think I do.
Batten down the hatches.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Man the lifeboats.
I believe we get it.
Every man for himself.
That'd be sweet.
The captain goes down on a ship. You know what I'm saying?
Whore!
Girl, holla!
Whore!
What
I
is
hear
with
that
her?
Again, please.
She's out of control, this Sienna Miller.
This is Bean.
Girl, holla!
What a flimsy a-hole.
I don't know what's with her, but I think she's on the right path.
She was furious, by the way, when Jude Law, who left his wife for her?
Sadie
Frost?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were engaged. Sienna Miller and Jude Law were engaged. And then he cheated with his nanny.
Right.
On That's Sienna right. Miller. And she went ballistic and cut him loose, remember?
Yes.
Well, apparently.
She just decided to give in to everything.
The morals are on the other foot now, aren't they?
She's way surly, too. Like, she's just awesome. Remember when she called Pittsburgh?
Oh, sure.
Something that rhymes with Pitt.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know, we really demand an apology. She's like,
Whatever.
I've been there. I filmed there.
She did another shot and had another smoke.
Right. She's a goer. That's for sure.
She's the best
ever.
She's
on Amy Winehouse Avenue is where she's on.
Amy Winehouse should look like that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I don't know if you saw Factory Girl, the movie about Andy Warhol and Edie Sedgwick.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't think so.
She was in that. She was great in that, too. She's got some talent. Today's celebrity birthday is Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
A little feud between Kevin and Michael because Kevin used to be the Lord of the Dance.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say.
Now he's the Duke of Tarzana.
Didn't Flatley make, no joke, like $1 billion off of that franchise with touring shows all over the world?
He copyrighted and franchised the Lord of the Dance show and just sent it out with
all kinds
him,
of troops
all
without
over
him.
The world. Yeah, yeah, and just rakes in cash.
Yeah.
And he made millions on the Riverdance before that.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Now, the Riverdance was me.
Oh, that's right.
That was you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Phoebe Cates, probably still best known as the girl who came out of the pool in the bikini in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, is 45 years old today. Corey Feldman is 37. Ed Kowalczyk of Live is 37 years old today as well. And Will Ferrell, our buddy, of course, from Saturday Night Live, got the upcoming Step Brothers movie coming out, which I cannot wait for.
Yeah, looks good.
When he's burying John C. Reilly in the backyard, says, just let the dirt shower over you. Just makes me laugh.
But wait, I'm alive.
He's 41 years old. I'm Ralph Garman.
I believe both young men, Mr. Ferrell and Mr. Reilly, may be with us tomorrow morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I will believe that when I see it.
I know. I know there's a chance it may fall through, but right now it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, there is a 100% positive effort to make sure that that happens, according to their people, too, as well. That's for me last night. I talked to them.
Fantastic.
There's a 100%
chance.
Positive effort. Not even a chance. It's a positive effort.
They couldn't confirm it, but they have a lot of press to do. They're doing almost all their press tomorrow.
How do you translate effort into reality?
Results.
You got to talk to Alex about that. Okay. That's her job.
Let me put this in you know, a concept you can understand, Psycho Mike. If I am on the bench and I'm trying to bench press 750 pounds,
yes,
I can put 100% positive effort into that lift. But what are the odds of me actually getting a rep off?
I'm saying this is a 205 pound lift.
Oh, wow.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pound out about 20 of those bad boys.
Ka-bam.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So I have a question for the lovely Mrs. Kevin, Melissa, who's just joined us here in the studio. Do you come in from time to time to talk about your charity because you know Kevin will forget about it or get the facts wrong? Is that why you have to deliver the information?
How dare you suggest that?
Because you have a professional broadcaster in the family who could spread this information. Oh, that's right. I forgot you're married to Kevin. Yeah. I forgot.
You always forget that.
I don't think so. My wife runs a full-time charity. We try not to bug you too much with this, but it's a year-round thing for her,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Friends and Helpers. And there's a link on the front page of Kevin and Bean at krock.com. And why don't you tell everybody what you're doing this time of year?
Well, I know that's all summer for all you guys, and you're thinking, great, my kids are out of school, but we're working on back to school already. And what we're doing right now is we're getting backpacks together for 5,000 children that are going to need them here and a couple of actually.
What,
you know,
kid
four,
needs
like
5,000 backpacks?
No, that's absurd.
Individual
that's
kids.
Crazy.
You got a different one for every day you go to school the rest of your life?
It's crazy talk.
Here's the super sad thing about this situation is that we try to help people in situations where there's abuse. And where there's abuse, most of the time, the mom has to grab the kids and run for their lives.
With nothing.
They don't exactly have giant checkbooks or big wads of cash. So it comes around to school time, and they just want their kids to be normal like everybody else and have a decent backpack and some pencils and crap. I mean, really just stuff everybody else takes for granted.
And also, when you go back to school, the teachers do send you home with a list of things you have to have. And we're lucky enough, we get those lists in advance. And what we're reaching out to you for today is to go to our website, friendsandhelpers.org, and, you know, go on there and click on our target registry and buy the items that we need so that we can get these backpacks put together and get them out to all the various shelters all over Los Angeles, Orange County, all over the state, and some to New Orleans, so that we can help make these mothers take the pressure off them and get the backpacks these kids need. And it works great for everybody. And then the kids can feel like they fit in. They don't have any problems. And if you look on that registry, you guys would be
amazed.
Are
we making the promise that they won't have any problems? Is that part of this deal?
They're good for life?
We are making the promise. And you know what? We are definitely making that promise. And if you look on our website, there's things that are a dollar. Come on, K-Rock listeners. A dollar.
Well, this is the easiest one to be a part of.
It really is.
On the top right of our website is a Target thing, and you click on that, it's a link. And it goes to a gift registry. We need a list of things. And you can buy pencils or pens or scissors. And
whatever you can afford.
Anybody that has any amount of money can help out with whatever little amount we've done. And we've talked about this in the past. And K-Rock listeners are unbelievable when it comes to...
You guys have really been generous to
being
me.
Generous.
You're generous to our foundation. And I want to thank you for that, too. You know, over the years that I've come in, you guys immediately... I barely get back and I check my email and there's 1,500 emails from you guys. And, you know, maybe you work at a company that makes backpacks and you can donate to us or has paper or has pens or has any of the items that we need. Please email me and let me know that. Or maybe you're like, you know what, I just want to, you know, we have a new thing this year where you can just click on our link on our webpage. On our site, and for $25, you can give a backpack. It's a lot easier than how I just said that. I swear to God, I just totally messed that all up.
You can click on a link and give a backpack.
Yeah. Very simple. But
see our problem, Bean? I speak better than she does.
He's rubbing off on me, I swear to God.
At home, he thinks he's a master orator.
She spoke perfectly well when I met her.
I'm telling you, he is rubbing off on me. It's starting to freak me out.
That's how you got all those kids.
Hey, I know.
But seriously, when are you going to start raising money for my pet cause, which is jetpacks? I mean, backpacks are great, but when are we going to start getting some jetpacks in the schools?
I will promise you this. Okay.
Never.
If you guys would all like to see Bean in a jetpack...
Yes.
If I get all my backpacks done in the next 2 weeks, if you guys all get online now.
You don't know how much those are before you make that promise.
If everybody just helps me wipe this out in the next 2 weeks, if all of you just get online now and help me out, we will get Bean a jetpack and we can all watch Bean fly away.
Well, that's what everybody wants.
We'll never see
that's
Bean
the dream.
Again.
We are positive that if he gets the jetpack that he so desires, he will kill himself on the very first attempt.
Absolutely. Come on, people. What kind of incentive do you need?
How dare you?
Well, I will say this. Once I didn't really realize what it was like until I had my own kids, but once you have your own kids, you don't really care that much about yourself. But if your kid is going to go to school and get mocked or whatever, doesn't have the stuff they want. I mean, you would cut off your arm for your kids in that particular case. You go, I mean, look at me. I have no self-pride. But when it comes to your kids, you want them to just be normal and not have everybody else
to
point at
in.
Them. Yeah. So
yeah.
Well, and you're not
sense.
Just talking about, this isn't a status thing. You're talking about people who literally don't have a box of crayons.
Right.
The stuff that you need, yeah.
Right. And, you know, we're not asking for, you know, the fanciest backpacks. We're asking for the bare essentials. We're asking for, you know, wide ruled notebook paper. It's not, you know, anything fancy. And, you know, giving back is really important and serving your community. And what you put out there comes back to you 10 times. And I know that sounds really corny, but it really is true.
Sounds kind of Oprah-ish, if I could be honest.
Don't start with me, Lamb.
That comes from.
You guys, you know what's funny is I don't even have time to watch Oprah anymore because we have all these damn kids now.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also take care of Kevin because as you can tell, he's getting a little weirder day and, you know, he's getting out there more and more.
Let me give out the links again and then I have a question for you, Mrs. Kevin. First of all, friendsandhelpers.org, friendsandhelpers.org. If that's too hard to remember, just go to the Kevin and Bean section of krock.com and you'll find a link. And once you get to the website, you can just click on Target. I'm on it right now. You couldn't make it any easier to buy the stuff.
Are you buying stuff while you're on it, Bean?
No, I'm just talking about it. But but you couldn't make it any easier. And like you said, back to school is right around the corner. And the quicker that we can take care of this list, the better off everyone will be in town. Linus doesn't help with the kids, though. He's just strictly full-time for Kevin. His assistant
you know
is only Kevin, right?
Linus disappeared in the dark of night.
Yeah.
And I think that Kevin violated him.
Well, Linus had his eyes on Kevin for a while, so it wouldn't have been against Linus's will, I'll tell you that.
I put him off one too many times, I think is what happened.
And I think that, you know what, this is just to leave you with this. Kevin comes in to me last night and he's like, you know what I just realized? I have an answering machine and I have 116 messages.
All right, we don't need to get into that. We don't have time for that.
We need more updates from Kevin's home life. We really do.
I
suspect
so
there's
many.
A great deal of stuff going on that we would enjoy hearing
out
about.
Of time. Sorry to move on. Go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. You can click on the Friends and Helpers logo and it'll take you right there.
Thank you, K-Rock listeners. You've always been great. I so appreciate you. You're fantastic, and thanks, guys, for having me in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great
Thank cost. You. Okay, now get out quickly before anyone asks you any more questions.
Just imagine being married to Kevin. My God, that woman's a saint, Lisa.
She really is.
Hold on a sec. The National League just struck out the side again, so we're going into extra innings even more. So the game's not quite over yet. I'm still watching it.
Baseball All-Star game. Nothing.
Dude, it was only 15 innings. You could have hung with it. You shouldn't have bailed. You shouldn't have bailed with the first pitch.
I didn't even turn it on.
You shouldn't have bailed by coming across the TV going, oh, no, that's baseball, and then moving on.
Let me ask another question. Is it still baseball?
Well, yeah, it was baseball. Yeah, but again, it was a fantastic game that had everything. Had great hitting, had great fielding.
That's
what
I feel
pitching.
About hockey. I keep trying to get people into hockey and their eyes glaze over when I talk to them about what a great sport it is.
Hockey is a great sport, but it's no baseball.
You're right.
Yeah.
Thank God.
7:25 on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Afro Line is on the air like we do every morning. 323-520-AFRO. This is all about you. You call us, leave a message, we play it back.
So on his new crap radio station, Rick Dees is giving away free gas. And by the way, he finds it extremely hilarious to say that, you know, this is Rick Dees and I have gas. Anyway... he is now using the theme from the TV series Batman, Ralph's favorite show, and he's calling himself Gas Man.
I hate him. Kind of high-quality entertainment he's been bringing to Southern California for the last 40 years.
Did you guys know he was still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew he... remember the big deal that was made when he went over to that disco station, but, he's barely been heard from since. I don't think anybody's listening to him anymore.
But at least he's doing all new stuff, and I think that's the secret of his success. Don't know?
Yeah,
don't care.
I can't tell you either. It's... weird when Jed the Fish calls us on the Afro Line when he could just walk into the studio.
Hey guys, just pondering a quick question. Why is it that all gay couples want to get married and all straight men just want to have sex?
Well, it isn't just any. I mean, it does, all straight guys do want a girl to be attached to it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the main difference. the Armenian comedian... loves giving out his phone number.
Instead of giving out the Armenian comedian's phone numbers, how about you give out his address? Me and my two friends, Smith and Wetson, would like to pay him a visit.
Ooh.
We'll get back to you on that.
Boobies! 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 I like boobies.
Wow, hearing from the retarded policeman. That's nice.
Okay.
Boobies!
Fat chicks, stop wearing your sister's little tops. It's not sexy. Nobody wants to see your tire rolls. Okay, just stop. Stick with the muumuus. Cover that all up. And it's not sexy on you fat chicks. Okay, stop it.
Part of the problem is that fat chicks get hot too, and they're looking for ways to cool down, and wearing less clothes is part of how they... I mean, they probably get hotter than normal-sized chicks, right?
They're a little sweatier.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to figure out a way to cool off in other ways. Sorry.
So I'm browsing through the TV guide on my cable, and I see on the History Channel they have a thing about the Edmund Fitzgerald. You, Bean. You. If I didn't even listen to the show... you wouldn't have ever mentioned it. I never would have heard it. And I never would have watched the goddamn thing. I hate you, Bean. You're by the way, you.
He watched it. That's funny.
Because it's one of the great mysteries of the Great Lakes. You have to watch.
Nope, you don't.
See,
it's
what
an
he
old,
did great and great.
Old story about people who died in a boat. Not
it
interested.
Happened. Whatever.
Well, maybe you're happy just to walk away, not knowing what
That's
killed
correct.
Those 29 brave men. But some of us aren't.
I'm glad they
you
died.
Will
I think
never
that,
know.
I think they all had it coming. That's what I think. We were talking in the last couple of days about something that's very scary: Kevin and Bean porn. And we got another suggestion from the Afro Line.
My idea for the porn would be Armenian Adventure starring Psycho Mike and Kim Kardashian. Good girl.
How about that? That'd be good,
we
right?
We did
have the guy in from Hustler Video who's serious about making a Kevin and Bean porn movie and was looking for some ideas. And our listeners, man, I almost feel like we have to get this thing made now because they have really responded. I mean, Lisa Mae stars in Butthole Week. I mean, finally we have an opportunity to make that into a feature film.
That's
How can
true.
We not?
That's a
true.
Good point.
Why are we shying away from the Psycho Mike and Kim Kardashian idea?
If we go that route, by the way, we do have a theme song already.
Glendale's my town. I love System of a Down. Because I'm Armenian, bro. Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe.
How about our pal Sean Connery being back in the news again? How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. It seems like one story a week.
I know.
Involving him. This one, a book written by Raquel Welch, talking about her sex escapades with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we thought we'd get the man himself on the phone. Good morning, Sean Connery.
Hello, production, Heidi and Spencer. How are you two?
Well, it's always great to catch up with you, Mr. Connery. How are you doing today? What's going on in Scotland?
First of all, I don't live in Scotland, you stupid, ignorant...
Yeah, that's true.
I apologize. Yes, I thought you did.
I don't know. I live in the Bahamas or in Spain. That's where my two homes are.
Because the taxes
in the UK are ridiculous.
They are like 90%.
That is true. Yeah, that's true.
I don't live there.
He wasn't trying to insult you, though.
No, he's just showing off how stupid he is.
No, he's just asking you how your day is going. That's all.
It's going great because I live in the Bahamas.
All right.
And
the Bahamas.
Lots of pretty... here.
Oh, wow.
Sean,
wow.
You can't talk like that.
Well, they are pretty. What do you want me to say? They're ugly?
No, not at all. Well, listen, Mr. Connery, the reason we have you on again today, and by the way, for a guy who's retired, it sure seems like you make the news about every week, which is pretty remarkable at your age, I think.
But it's not of my doing. People keep talking about me. That's all.
Yeah, that's true. And the most recent story that caught our attention is an old friend of yours is writing a book, the very popular actress from the 60s and 70s named Raquel Welch. I don't know if you remember her or not, has a book coming out.
Of course.
Oh, you
I
do remember Raquel.
Raquel. Yes, we had some fun times back in the late 60s.
Have you heard about this book?
No, what's she doing?
Well, it's kind of a tell-all about the people that she slept with, and apparently there's a couple of chapters on you.
I bet there is. What's the title of the book, do you know? What's she calling it?
Sure wish we did.
No.
If only Alex had given you the story that you could read the title from.
Hang on, let me go look.
He's got to go look through his paperwork.
Go get the piece of paper Alex gave you.
How do you know about Alex in the piece of paper?
And look down almost to the end of the story.
Almost to the end.
It's the last sentence. Next to the last sentence.
It's called Secrets of Timeless Appeal.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
What a shock. She should have called it How Sean Connery Made My Gape.
Oh, come on. So
wow. Boy, did she love it up the
Is that right? That was her choice?
Couldn't get enough in the
Wow. Now, was Miss Welsh a one-time deal, or did you guys actually have a relationship, Sean?
Well, I guess we had what the kids today call friends with benefits.
Oh, very nice.
Which means I would come over, push her down on the bed, and in the
And then make her leave?
I would go to her place.
Oh,
I
wouldn't
even let her in my place.
Oh, I see.
Because after I was done with her, she had a hard time containing her butt.
Oh, man. Come on, Sean.
Wow.
Come on. Wow.
In detail.
Now, she also
rough even for you.
Sometimes she'd give me the...
No, don't say
she'd
it.
She'd give you the...
No, we don't need to know.
What would she give you,
no.
Sean? Sean, what would she give you?
Please, no.
Sean?
She'd give me the fudge sprinkler.
I had to ask, didn't you?
Now, Sean, in the book, it says that she had sex with Warren Beatty and...
Oh, who didn't? I f*** Warren Beatty.
And Richard Burton and Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper?
Do you think you went before or after Alice Cooper?
That the f*** who wears the eye makeup and carries a snake?
That's him, yeah.
That's the guy, yeah, the rock star, right.
What the hell she f*** him for?
I don't know, but do you think you went after him? I hope not.
God, I hope I got there before he did.
Yeah, I
guess
so.
Of course, after I was done with her, he could have put that boa constrictor up her.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
I left it that open.
I am
think
not.
We got it.
I don't think you understand.
I'm not sure.
We do.
So you're
my
saying she...
master would make her stay open after I it.
So you're saying that she had a tiny little
when I was done, her would slam shut. It sounded like a bank vault closing.
Sean, I can't wait to hear her version of how that went down. The book is apparently due out next year for Raquel Welch.
Now what's the title again?
Secrets of Timeless Appeal.
How did you know that?
I'm just brilliant that way.
All right, Mr. Connery, well, thanks for shedding some light on yet another amazing chapter of your life.
I love chicks in the
Okay, great.
That's the Killers, of course, doing the old Joy Division song. If you're a fan of the Joy Division, like the Killers are, you might want to check out the new movie on DVD called Control. Mike, you've seen that recently, the DVD that just came out about them, right?
Yeah, it's an excellent
movie. Eric. And you said it's awesome, right?
I think even if you don't like Joy Division or necessarily aren't a fan of their music, I think you could still enjoy the movie. Really good.
This was a young, successful, good-looking, popular rock star who decided to hang himself on the eve of the band's triumphant American tour. And it's, you know, people all these years later still love that band, Joy Division. So it's
comedy?
Amazing. It's amazing to think about what that band might have ended up doing had they stayed together. But anyway, it's out on DVD now called Control. It's 7:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm starting a new clothing line called Western Division.
That's a dub name.
Hope everyone will start picking it up. All my new clothing from Western Division.
Why don't you call it something else?
Because I'm an ass.
Comedy for
only,
three.
Only an ass name their company that. Megan Fox.
Yes!
Has been asked by director Michael Bay to put on some weight for Transformers 2.
Really?
I'd like her to put on about 230 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dear God.
Mood killer.
Apparently,
giggity, giggity, giggity.
Wow. I am so uncomfortable right now.
She lost a ton of weight for her last film, Jennifer's Body. And so she had to put some weight on because, in her words, Michael Bay doesn't like skinny girls.
She's not in danger of being fat anytime soon, I'll tell you that.
Well, she is pretty lean.
She could eat. She'd be all right.
The diet that she went on to put on the pounds, she said, I would eat red velvet cake before I go to bed every night.
Oh,
what?
What a great diet.
Is that a joke?
Yeah. No. That's how she put the weight back on.
Oh, put it back on. Oh,
yeah.
But you meant taking it off.
No, the special diet, she had to have to add some weight. She would just eat a bunch of red velvet cake before she went to bed.
Wow.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is the official name of the sequel, and it kicked off shooting last month.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the interview where she said what her dream project would be?
No.
No.
Megan Fox said that she would like to shoot an entire film in the nude.
Well, who are we to deny her dreams?
She said no one makes films like that anymore. In the 30s, they used to do things like that, experimental films in artsy ways using nudity. I would like to make a film like that.
We would also like her to do that.
I think we need some sort of fundraiser where we put together a budget and we green light whatever project she wants to do.
Hey, we're making a porn.
Hey, wait a minute.
She wants to be naked?
Megan, you're going to be naked the entire movie in our movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Of course, you got to do things, but...
Yeah, exactly. Why, though, does she wear those pasties in the scenes we've seen from Jennifer's body? If she prefers to be nude, why cover those up?
Dude, I don't know.
I wonder.
Again. Bean, the man who asks questions that can't be answered.
Questions that can't be answered!
Well, you've got an actress who says she loves working
How
in the nude.
How would you think I would possibly have an answer for you?
Perhaps I've bought into the hype that you are some sort of showbiz savant and you know stuff that we regular people don't.
You are the only person who thinks that. Everyone else knows I just read tabloid stories for a few laughs. Everyone knows that.
That is true.
I thought you might know something, that's all. You're pretty plugged
in, Ralph.
I don't believe
for a minute that you actually thought I would have the answer. I just like to put those questions out there
and be you. You might know something more about Jennifer's body than I do and say, well, Bean, it's rated PG-13. That's why she can't be nude or something. I just thought there might be more information there that I had missed.
I'm unique because I ask questions that have no answers.
Look at me. Look how smart. Look how big my brain is.
I'm going to ask a question that Ralph has no idea.
It's the opposite. It's how small my brain is because I ask questions because I don't know the answers to things.
Talk about
curious.
A momentum killer right there.
I'm going to do a little news for Lisa. Everyone else can just be quiet.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Brand new Broadway musical, Lisa.
What is it?
It's based on the smash hit movie from 1980, Nine to Five.
No.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Lying. Yeah.
Nine to Five.
Starting here and then going to Broadway.
Remember that
was
song
that
from Dolly
country,
Parton?
Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
Wasn't that already a movie?
It was a movie. Now they're making a Broadway musical out of it.
Try to keep up, Kevin.
Dolly Parton has written 20 new songs for the show.
Boring!
It'll open in April of 2009. TV's Allison Janney of The West Wing will star in the Broadway musical.
Boring!
Most recently, of course, she was the mom in Juno.
Juno?
Just seeing if you're paying attention, Lisa.
Boring!
Don't be so boring.
How about American Idol?
No, God,
Let's
no.
Let's start talking no, American
no,
Idol,
No, there's no
we?
American Idol.
Yeah.
Wait, there's no American... This is the off-season.
Producers of American Idol say they've decided to make changes to the show's format next season.
Off-season.
You're going to not like this news, Kevin. They've decided to cut the number of audition shows.
That's the only good part.
The part where they show all the bad singers? They're going to cut back on those.
Why?
I don't know. So it means less William Hung types.
How can we make the show even worse?
However, they have, on the positive side, said they will shorten the results show when they announce who
the
winner is. So you won't get 2 hours of lead up for a 5-second reveal anymore. So we'll see if that works.
Why are you bad, America?
Remember I was confused about the story with David Lee Roth, Van Halen frontman, who was stopped in Ontario, Canada, pulled over for erratic driving. And the officers that pulled him over said that he was having an allergic reaction to nuts.
Right.
And so they called the paramedics and had him treated there on the scene because he was going into anaphylactic shock.
And then an hour later, you came back and said none of that was
true. And then David Lee Roth came back and said, I wasn't there and it didn't happen. And the police officers said, yes, it did happen. We were there. Well, now we know what happened.
What happened?
It was a David Lee Roth impersonator.
He's good.
How do you pick
David Lee Roth to be an impersonator?
Because you look like him.
I guess, but...
He is facing obstruction of justice charges now.
Because he didn't give his real name?
Exactly.
Oh, funny.
He was taken to the hospital for that nut reaction.
Oh!
By the way, maybe that should be the name of our new movie. Kevin and Bean, nut reaction. He was taken to the hospital for the allergic reaction, then released... Then he took two nurses out for drinks with him from the hospital.
Saying
he
was
still claiming he's David Lee Roth.
Yes, he works it.
And sang Van Halen's song Ice Cream Man with the band that was performing at the bar he went to with the two nurses.
And they thought he was David Lee Roth?
Yes.
Awesome.
So that's the story behind the mystery of David Lee
Roth. Okay, that's really not cool.
And the nuts.
Balls.
Nuts.
Balls.
I guess you get away with it because not everybody knows what David Lee Roth looks like anymore, but he did just do a tour in front of millions of people. I mean, it's not like the guy's retired and nobody can find out who he is.
Hey, it seems to be working for that guy.
Looks a lot like him.
And apparently, if he got up with the band and sang Ice Cream Man, he's probably in a VH tribute band or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
So
I'm
guessing the guy could probably pull it off.
You pull off whatever works for you, I guess.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And in other musical notes, I want to mention again that tonight on Comedy Central's The Colbert Report, Rush will be performing! Rush! Rush!
Do you like anyone from the last 20 years?
Rush!
Does it have to be 1960?
Rush!
70, whenever it was.
If I keep doing this, do you think there's a chance that some audio might be played that I asked for?
I was waiting for that.
Oh, I didn't even know I had it.
Rush!
I thought that was a pretty obvious out cue.
Rush!
Yeah, he's pointing at me because it was like like he was burning me with it or something. Do it again.
Rush!
I didn't feel that one. Again.
Rush! Yeah, come on!
There it is.
Come on!
No, his mind is not for rent.
All right, what else you got?
Come on! How great is that drum solo? Neil Peart, everybody. Neil Peart!
That's a pretty good drum solo.
Neil Peart!
Really?
Of course, went out to later on to go on to invent the wash-and-go shampoo and conditioner.
Pert. No, that's a different Pert, not the same guy. Ralph, I don't know if this listener is telling the truth or not, but here's her story. Carrie writes in, you guys were talking about why Rush is going to be on the Colbert Report show tonight on Comedy Central. You didn't get why they were on. Here's the connection. My fiancé is their biggest fan. He says that they're on the show because apparently they hate Rush Limbaugh, and they always talk about it. This is how she writes it now. They didn't want people to think they were talking about Rush the band. So... That's why they're going on the Colbert Report, because people are
Because Stephen Colbert always talks poorly about Rush. He always slams Rush.
That's what she's trying to say here. Okay, I gotcha.
Oh, meaning...
And he wanted to apologize, meaning I don't mean Rush the band, so in order to make amends, he's going to have them on their show.
I gotcha. Now it makes crystal clear sense as to why they're appearing on the program.
Once again, I don't look that gift horse in the mouth. I just sit back and relax and enjoy the magic that is Rush.
I'd like to say that the other...
Rush!
That the other...
No.
I'd like to say that the other 24 minutes is fantastic. You don't even need Rush. That's what I'd like to say.
Okay.
Don't
but
even
it
need
is
that
cool, band. As Ralph said last hour, they haven't played live on television or played on a television show in America since 1975.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a
That's
rare treat for rock fans.
That's why perhaps we should be moving on.
They haven't performed since 75
on so TV.
This is a rare treat.
Special.
33 years ago. Can't you people like anything that's out now?
Can I like now and then?
No!
I have to choose one or the
other.
Yes!
That's a great TV show.
But just because they're doing a song from 1981 doesn't mean it's not still a good song and that they're not still excellent musicians, Kevin. It still can be a very entertaining performance.
I need to work with anyone that appreciates anything after 1980.
All right, let me...
All we play on this show is talk about musicians that have songs currently out now playing on K-Rock.
As it should be.
So every once in a while, a small mention of a band that is part of musical history...
I would say that's not a small mention.
Isn't so... Well, it would have been less small if I didn't have to point at you 20 times to get you to play
the
goddamn
game.
No one
told me I had it. Nobody told me I didn't even have it.
That's not my job, it's his job.
But Kevin, how is this any different than you getting excited over seeing Prince and how great a musician he is?
How much
the songs
time
that he plays, many of which are from the 80s.
About Prince.
I've heard you on several occasions talk about how great he is, how entertaining he is, how today he's as good as he's ever been.
And you know how long that comment takes? About 4 seconds. And then we move on and talk about other things.
Somebody probably played your tape sooner. That's why you only had 4 seconds to spend on it.
Kids, you're both just awful.
But if Prince were on TV tonight performing,
I
would still be interesting.
I would not mention it.
Well, then you'd be doing your audience a disservice that may like Prince.
Because I would be speaking to a super small group of people.
Who don't deserve love?
God, you a-holes.
Why do you hate?
I don't like anything before 80. You guys don't like anything after 80. I need new partners.
Don't tempt us.
I know.
Yeah, try to find someone to work with you, by the way. Good luck with that search.
I'm happy the way things are.
No, go find someone.
Your wife couldn't get out of the studio fast enough after doing one segment with you.
Yeah!
There it is. That is pretty darn good, you gotta admit.
Best air drum song in the world.
Nobody's mind is not for rent.
Look like a spastic attack.
It did. It looked like you were having a spasm. Ralph was air drumming.
That's how I roll, man.
That is how you roll.
That's embarrassing.
I used to rock Revolver. All right, today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, it's 8:04. Screw it. Happy birthday, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You guys ready for a free $1 million idea right here on the radio?
Sure.
Yes.
I mean,
is it already a $1 million idea? You're just guessing.
This is guaranteed. Right. This one can't go wrong. Psycho Mike's got the answer right here.
Okay.
Look. Everything that you use has been invented by somebody. Somebody had the idea and figured out a way to get it to marketplace and make money off of it. Lots of people come up with ideas and they never take that next step or don't know where to go or how to do it. And a lot of great ideas just die on the vine. And that's what this segment is going to be about. We're going to talk about some ideas that you have that you're just waiting for somebody to pick up the ball and run with.
You also see stuff all the time where you go, that is so obvious. How could I possibly not have thought of that before?
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah.
And something will come along like TiVo that changes your life because somebody thought outside the box, and no pun intended, came up with a different way of doing things. And you now can't imagine life without a TiVo, for instance, if you're one of those that's lucky enough to have a DVR at home. I mean, it's such a great invention that was really based on existing technology. That stuff was already – somebody just had to put the pieces together to make it work.
Speaking of which, let's hear your million-dollar idea that you had 10 years ago, Bean.
Which I love. With the remote. Yeah.
I know. This is funny. I had this idea one day, and I wouldn't tell anybody about it because I was convinced that I was the guy who was going to figure out a way to get it to market and make money off of, right? So for a couple of years, I wouldn't tell anybody about it. And Kevin was always like, dude, that's a really good idea. We got to talk about that on the radio. I'm like, no, because some bastard is going to steal it. So eventually I realized that I'm a slug and that I fail and I'm not going to do anything with it anyway. So I gave it up and put it out there on the air. And there were some people, you remember, that were listening who said, yeah, that's a great idea. We should try to make it happen. And what it was is as simple as this. Sometimes it's hard in a 500-channel universe to remember where your favorite channels are or the channels that you're looking for a show. Kevin is the exception. For some reason, he has DirecTV memorized. I don't know how he does it, but if he wants the Discovery Channel, he knows where it is on DirecTV. I don't either. So the idea was for a remote that you punch, just like you use letters sometimes on the telephone to type out a number. You have letters on your remote control, and that's how you find your channel. You don't need to know 331 on DirecTV. You just need to know, I want to watch MTV. So you hit MTV on your remote, and MTV comes out.
I love that idea.
Or COM for Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
CBS, whatever.
Goes to whatever channel that is.
Obviously, it's already been invented. It's just a question of rewiring your remote control that way. Somebody ought to be able to do that, and I think that's a product that would absolutely sell, and I give that to the world for free.
Plus, you should be able to text your friends on your remote. All right, Mike, what's your idea?
All right, so you know when on your first day of school in college, you go to this place and you're walking around lost because college campuses are huge and you're usually not familiar with it.
Never know what building is for
what. Even if you're an upperclassman, right, you're going to different buildings a lot of times for different types of studies. I want a website that you can go to that you either link to from, say, Facebook or your university's website.
Right.
And it has full-on maps right there of all the different college campuses that you could take with you and download onto BlackBerry, your cell phone, iPhone, anything, any type of handheld or PDA device, and you can just walk around, boom. It's like a mini GPS for college campuses, so you don't have to be that guy.
So it's a science building. Beep, beep, beep.
Everything.
On your right.
The whole USC Marshall School of Business, and you're right there, and you got your dot, and you know exactly which classes, which numbers.
There's no
there.
Way to get that information anywhere else?
You can. You go to the website of the school. I'm sure it has a huge map, but, I mean, it's not detailed. I'm talking about something you can walk around with handheld, literally a GPS for college campuses, so you don't have to be that guy.
That'd be great.
At
turn
school.
Left now.
Because you never want to do that. You can't go, excuse me, person I don't know, in the beginning of the school year that I don't
if I saw you with a BlackBerry up in front of your face and it was saying turn left now, I would hit it out of your hands. I would find that funny.
Yeah, you wouldn't if everybody else at the school had that.
Yeah, I would.
Think about how big college campuses are, a lot of them, though. I mean, your first day on campus at UCLA, it's pretty darn hard to find your way around. I think that's a great idea.
I do, too.
You know, building C quadrant 4 of this building, a lot of times you have no clue. And like I said, you never want to be the guy who goes and asks because then you look like a total tool. So there you go. You're in charge. You're the man on campus. Man
typical
on campus.
Typical man not wanting to ask for directions.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. You've had an idea. You cannot believe no one has thought of it and produced it, and you think maybe you should, but you don't know what to do or where to go with it.
Let's talk to Robbie. He's down in San Pedro on the Kevin and Bean Show, Line 2. Robbie, welcome to the program. You got a million-dollar idea for us?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to come out. I'm just waiting for it to come out. Mm-hmm. It's a DVR for your car stereo.
A DVR for your car
stereo. For your car radio.
Yeah, but not a DVR, but, you know, they'll call it something else.
Right, so let's say you get in the car and you're listening to K-Rock and you can record the entire thing and then you can play it back later?
Yeah, like if I say, oh, this section's funny on Kevin and Bean, but I want to record it.
You won't need much. You won't need much memory for that, but this is a great song. Maybe you go, hey, I love that song.
Great song, or
market.
Anything else you could just play, or even like program it to where I'm not in the car to hear Kevin and Bean, so I want to hear it.
Sure, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, what you're talking about is podcasting. I mean, you already do it on your computer. There's no reason why you couldn't. There's also a bunch of products for your computer that are DVRs for radio. One is called Radio Shark. There's another one called Radio Time. There's a bunch of
for your home computer.
For your home computer, yeah. Right? And there's also now a bunch of desktop radios that have that feature where you can record shows on the radio and play it back and pause and rewind and all that stuff. But it's funny, because of TiVos and other DVRs you use for television, you do find yourself wanting to use that technology in
every way possible.
With other electronics. Even in real life, I want to be able to rewind like a chick walking down the street and see it again.
Or when Psycho Mike starts telling a story, we could fast forward right through the first half hour of it.
That's right. We hit 30 seconds over and over and over again.
I'm the
to fast
commercials
forward.
Of life.
Robbie, that's a great idea. And again, what you're talking about is technology that already exists. It's just a question of somebody putting two and two together. Just move the location of this device that's already out there, putting it in your car. I would buy it. I'll tell you that.
All right. You do good work, Robbie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now. How can that not be out there? That is a great question, and it seems so obvious.
Yeah. I mean, if you work in the morning and you want to hear a morning show that you're never able to, you can record it.
All right. We have a bunch of calls, 1-800-520-1067. You inventors out there, give us a call, and we will get to those when we get. King of Mexico went to their show last night.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the end of that song, by the way, that's going into the next song, Chris told us when he was here. Well, you guys are playing the version that actually goes into the next song.
Sure.
King of Mexico, here's what he had to say. It's awesome.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
It's just like being there. Now I didn't need to go.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We're talking about great inventions. You've got that million-dollar idea, but you don't really have the resources or the knowledge to get it to market, so you're willing to give it up for free so somebody else will invent it. We had a caller a moment ago asking about something, a DVR for your car stereo, so you can record shows. You know, you pull into your destination and you still want to hear what's happening on the show you're listening
right.
to, so it gives you a chance to record it to pick up later. Apparently, Cadillac already has that in some of their new models.
They do?
So if it's starting on the high-end models, it'll only be a matter of time, I guess, before it trickles down to the cars that we can afford.
Wow. Somebody from Cadillac just got the idea and went, yeah, we got that. Mm-hmm. We have it. Don't worry about it. Let's begin with Adam in Buena Park. Good morning, Adam.
Hello.
What's your million-dollar idea?
I believe that the movie industry company should put forth some money and actually try and develop a camera, a production camera that records on film quality, and still records like not to 16 millimeter film, but instead to an iPod, so that you can record more, because the actual amount of storage space on an iPod versus how much 16 millimeter film you can use.
So you're saying that they'll be recording the movie, the high quality movie, to an iPod.
Yeah, but record it digitally instead of recording it to old 16 millimeter film.
Hmm. Because the iPod holds so much data. That's what you're suggesting.
Well, because an iPod is normally around 80 gigs for just a regular one, and you could hold like a whole movie on an iPod, and it's only like 2 or 3 gigabytes. And if you
gotcha.
If you realize how much, you know, filming goes into an actual movie,
I'm guessing
they'd be able to film an entire movie on like 2 iPods.
But Adam, I think that movie has been way compressed by the time you can fit it onto an iPod. I mean, I think there's a lot more information than that on the film.
You're going to lose so much quality.
Well, yeah,
probably so.
I think,
and I don't think the problem in 21st century America is that there aren't tiny devices with lots of storage either. By the way, I mean it's unbelievable what they've got.
That
out
one
there,
was
thank you for the call.
That one was half baked. But let's see. Let's go to Burton and Downey and find out what his $1 million idea is. Good morning, Burton.
Hey, good morning. All right, so this is the greatest idea. Too bad I'm broke and I don't have the money to do it.
All right.
But it's for all the ladies. A candle. Usually when candles are burnt, they burn and the wax spills all over the place,
right,
and it's done. There's a way you can control the wax to be designated to another candle holder. You can probably make the candle wax melt and remake itself again.
So you burn a candle down to the tabletop, but it's been that melted wax is into another candle, so then when you're done, you have a new candle.
Exactly.
Burton, how much time do you and your boyfriend sit around talking about these candles that you're going to be making?
You know, when we're not passing, when we're passing it around, you just think a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
I understand. Makes sense.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a good recycling idea, I guess. It seems a shame to throw away that wax, I guess. I wouldn't have thought of it, but good luck to you.
Here's a great idea. Expensive. Van in Huntington Beach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good, thanks. This is a great idea, especially for those of us who have lost entire pieces of luggage with the airline.
Yes, low jacks for luggage, where you're going to Vegas on your bachelor party, all your booze gets lost and it ruins the weekend. So this way you can track where your luggage is at.
I love that idea.
Sounds
why
like
not?
That, sounds like that happened. Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't do that. I lost a couple of suitcases on the way to vacation, never found them.
Yeah,
never.
Where do they go?
No idea.
I don't know much about the technology of the little GPSs, but I know they make them real, real small, but are they super expensive? Is that why more people don't use them for more things? Because you can put them on your pets. You can put them on anything if they're small enough.
I don't know.
If FedEx could track their packages, why can't the airlines?
That's a good point. Thank you, Van.
Because they're not good.
That would be awesome. I would buy that.
Well, I think FedEx only tracks them because they scan them at multiple points along the route. It's not like they can, if the package gets stolen, they can't find it, for instance.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Justin. This is a great one in Newport Beach. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Kevin B and Lisa May.
Hi, Justin.
$1 million idea. What do you got?
Well, you know, everybody chews and sucks on their pens and pencils, so why not make a flavored pen cap?
A flavored pen cap? Is it edible or just flavored?
It's flavored. But you'd have to put some sort of disclaimer on there for, you know, people don't choke and stuff. But
why don't you just make them edible at the same time? And that way they're made to be eaten.
Because you might want the cap for your pen.
I don't know. Edible. I mean, maybe Psycho Mike wants to swallow the pen caps.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think a euphemism is in play here.
What?
I don't know about you guys, but
are we still talking about pens?
Wooly writes in, guys, what about a headphone jack for movie theater seats, which can translate what's being spoken into different languages?
Please,
In other words, just like at home, you can select a different, if you want to watch the movie in Spanish, you can on your home DVD. Why not have that available in the movie theater at the time the film's in new release?
That's a great idea, because then the people behind you that don't speak the language very well they'll stop going, what did he say?
It's a great idea. Gray writes in, isn't it illegal in every state to have your headlights off in your car when it's raining? Why hasn't anyone invented a device on automobiles that automatically turns your headlights on whenever your windshield wipers are on? Seems like it'd be pretty easy to do.
But they have the automatic
headlights, which mean if it's dark enough.
A lot of cars nowadays have lights on all the time.
If it's dark enough, they come on.
But it can be bright out and still pouring, and people will have their windshield wipers on, but not their headlights. I think that's what he's saying. Why not have them connected? I think that's a pretty good idea.
All right, let's go to Kim in Manhattan Beach. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa Meg.
Hi, Kim.
Your million-dollar idea?
My million-dollar idea is sunscreen tablets so that when you sweat, it protects you with SPF 15.
So you swallow a pill of sunscreen, and then somehow it gets to the outer. When you sweat, it's actually the sunscreen is in your sweat.
Yes, so you're protected.
Interesting. I would love sunscreen in a pill form, I have to say.
So instead of having to spray it all over your body?
Yeah, because it's a pain and it's sticky. And
maybe mostly under your armpits and crotch.
Okay, now you're talking about parts we're not interested in.
Wait, what? She said crotch.
I heard armpits.
Yeah,
that's all
but then
I heard.
She went
I
right lost to her crotch. After armpits.
When I was too busy listening to Lisa talking about how it was sticky and painful.
I don't think we're talking
about. Waiting for Gene Simmons to jump in. I don't know what happened.
Gene
I don't think we're talking
the
about the same thing. Kevin and Bean Show, congratulations to Mary Baltierra from Whittier. Just got tickets for The Dark Knight. We are giving those away all week, every hour, starring Christian Bale and Heath Ledger.
I loved Batman Begins. A lot of people did. A lot of people thought the Christopher Nolan movie from a couple years ago was the best of all the Batman movies.
That's what
and
I thought.
People are raving about the new one that opens up tomorrow night at midnight. They're saying that this one's even better, if you can believe it. But my concern is, Kevin, and maybe you remember this from the first movie too, is that Christian Bale talks like a normal person when he's Bruce Wayne.
Right.
But then when he's Batman, like the suit's not enough to hide his identity. It almost seems like he's putting on a completely different voice. And sometimes you can't even make out what he's saying anymore.
It seemed to increase, too, throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Like, at first he was talking like a normal person, but he was going, yeah, my name is Batman. But then it started getting lower and lower, and near the end, I have a clip from the first, from Batman Begins, and this is really what he sounded like. We don't slow it down or change it or anything. I think he just doesn't want people to know he's Bruce Wayne, so he uses this voice.
Okay.
But it's a little scary.
We need Lao back. For the Chinese won't extradite a national under any circumstances.
Right here.
If I get him to you, can you get him to talk?
I'll get him to sing.
If I get him to you,
jeez,
will you get him to talk?
What is he, the Sopranos or something?
I don't know what happened.
What's going on? Well, we thought we'd find out from the man who made Batman what he is today. And, of course, we're talking about the great actor Christian Bale, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good.
Well, we're doing great. We couldn't be more excited, and you must be, too, with all the early reviews being so positive for The Dark Knight.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you talking
that
like...
That clip you played is actually from The Dark Knight, the new film.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah. No one told me that. Now,
Rush!
Are you in this... do you use this voice full-time now, or what's your story?
I find when I'm doing press for the film, I stay in character.
I see.
And so, yes, I am Batman.
Are you worried that certain people are not going to be able to understand what you're saying if you put that voice on a little too much?
No.
Okay.
I don't hear that at all.
Okay, that's not a problem.
No.
Okay.
Lisa made a point. It sounds like it's painful to talk like that, is it?
Actually, yes. It's very painful. But I don't mind suffering for my art.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're not filming a Batman right now. We know that you're an actor, and you're a good one at that. Why can't you just talk like Christian Bale?
Because then we wouldn't have a bit.
That's true.
Okay.
This bit being with... Based around the idea that he talks really funny.
Right. So if he's not talking funny,
what the hell are you doing?
There's no bit.
Why would you even ask that question?
I thought maybe Christian
like Larry King.
He's terrific.
He's terrific.
Oh, you're talking about your co-star Heath Ledger now.
The reason I talk like this is because Batman needs to instill fear into criminals.
Ah, so it's theatrical.
Criminals are a cowardly, superstitious lot.
Right.
And so when I appear in my guise as Batman, this voice also puts the fear of God into them.
So it scares them just voice alone.
That's right.
I got you. That makes sense.
I see.
So when I talk to Commissioner Gordon, he needs to know that I'm serious.
Yeah, of course.
You do sound serious.
I do sound serious, yes.
Is there ever any danger? Are you ever worried as Batman that people are going to realize your secret? That's your secret identity and you're really Bruce Wayne?
No. I have no fear of that because when I talk like this, no one thinks I'm Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very different. You're right about that.
There's no way you could identify this as Bruce Wayne.
Well, no, especially not now.
Are you changing?
Yeah.
Are you talking more like Batman?
No, I think there's something wrong with my throat.
Oh, no.
Oh, this
is it getting stuck?
My mother always told me if I talked like this someday, it would stick.
Oh, no.
I think she may be right.
Oh.
Oh, no, this is a problem.
Yeah.
This is going to be very, very problematic.
You probably have some more interviews to do.
Now I got a problem. This is going to be bad. You might need a doctor. I'm going to need some help.
You need a throat doctor.
This is a mess. This bit never gets old.
It doesn't to me, I'll tell you that.
I can do this all day. I'm Batman. Why don't you just talk like Christian Bale? Screw you, Bane.
You're going to find this hard to believe because you've heard us talk up a lot of the car chases in the past, but maybe one of the best car chases ever happened last night, Kevin? Would you say that's fair?
I would say it has to be in the top three just because of how it happened in the vehicle that was being driven.
And here's what's remarkable about this one. Didn't happen live on television. For some reason, the media missed this one. But TMZ.com's Harvey Levin will join us after the news at 9 to tell us about the car chase. Oh, did we mention Quentin Rampage Jackson, former UFC champ, was the guy driving the car trying to get away. It was an unbelievable story.
And Forrest Griffin was in the other car. And they were banging each other on the
freeway. I'm not sure that's confirmed.
I don't think that's confirmed yet. No.
But anyway, Harvey the Hammer Levin will be here. He'll tell us all about it. In the meantime, with all the other showbiz news happening, Ralph Garman joins us at 8:56. What's going on?
The networks are still releasing all their fall lineups and talking about the health of their shows. FX yesterday announced that they will end their popular plastic surgery show Nip Tuck after next season.
Oh, I like Nip Tuck.
FX has ordered 19 more episodes for the final season. That'll bring the total to 100, and then they will end the show. So, bye-bye.
It got pretty far out.
It's science fiction.
A couple of seasons in, right?
The first season in, it was far out.
Yeah, but it was sort of edgy,
reality-based,
far out. And then they started bringing in, like, serial killers wearing masks and people from other planets and doctors getting TV shows for no reason and stuff. It got a little random, I think. But speaking of FX, they've talked about Dennis Leary's show Rescue Me.
Which is great.
They'll be adding a co-star. Michael J. Fox will be brought into the series to shake things up.
Oh! No, you didn't!
That was actually Dave the King of Mexico, so I got to give him props for that.
Really?
Was his joke. Yeah, how about that? Dave came up with that.
Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's way good for him.
He'll be playing the wheelchair-bound boyfriend of Dennis Leary's estranged wife on the show. So he will be doing an arc on the show.
Now, forgive my ignorance, and I'm not trying to ask a question but I really don't know.
What shoes does Michael J. Fox wear when he's in a wheelchair? Does he wear loafers or lace-ups?
The man who asks questions that have no answer.
Is Michael J. Fox, has his condition deteriorated now he's in a wheelchair? Or is that just an acting choice for the character on the show?
Once again, Bean, we don't have the answer to that
question, though, right?
But we don't know. Why would
somebody might have? You guys might have heard something or read something that I missed. I think our audience was probably asking the same question in their heads.
It isn't possible for us to have read something you missed. Yeah. You read everything. If you don't know...
Yeah,
we don't know.
Listen, UNIVAC, just trust the fact that if we haven't heard something, you haven't either.
Okay, but sometimes that's not the case. Oftentimes, Ralph, you break news to me, and I thought you might know more about Michael J. Fox's health.
Tell me more about his condition.
Well, if he's in a wheelchair on the show, I want to know if it's because he can't walk or if it's because that's just what the character needs.
Does it matter?
It does.
How?
What's the medication cocktail his doctor's currently had him on?
What time would you guess he gets up in the morning on a regular basis?
Would you like me to just hold on?
Yes.
Yes, really. Let's just let Ralph read the stories, make his lame joke, and then move on. We'll all go home.
Don't,
how about
God
that?
Forbid we learn a little something,
but we're not
right?
here to learn.
No, God forbid.
Even if we were here to learn, we're not learning because we don't know the answer to any of your questions.
Okay, that's really not cool.
Bare Naked Ladies singer Stephen Page got a little bit of trouble yesterday. Actually, it was last week. It was Friday. I'm a Bare Naked Ladies fan, and Stephen Page, of course, the voice of that band.
Does he sing the lead on every song?
Are there other members of the band who also do vocals? What is the breakdown of Stephen Page songs to other people singing songs?
How do they get paid exactly? Isn't he a Canadian?
Yes, I know the answer to that question. He is indeed Canadian. Apparently, the cops were in upstate New York, and they saw a suspicious-looking vehicle with the doors wide open. And as they pulled up, they looked inside, and there was a person doing blow with a chick.
Really?
If you're going to do blow, Stephen Page, don't leave your doors open.
Go ahead and close them?
Close them. Roll up the windows. Look around a little bit. Look for the popo. And then you just stick your head down there on the the you know, the thing between the seats, that divider there.
Sure.
Just, you know, and then it's all good.
So I've
heard.
Is that how you do it, Ralph?
So I've heard.
Sure.
That's the legends Omar tells me about.
Sure.
Cooking is cool. Makes your brain feel silly.
It does make your brain feel all silly. Apparently, the cops in Syracuse said they also found cocaine and marijuana in the apartment Stephen was using, along with the two women he was with. You go, Stephen Page.
Yeah,
with
no
your
kidding.
Two women.
Dude, Bare Naked Lady Singer has two women.
Yeah, and he's a big doughy fella, too. He's not a looker, but that's
one,
rock and roll.
Is he the one that looks like Pudgy Corolla?
No, no. This is he's the blonde with the glasses
yes,
who's,
okay.
Sings the lead, which is great. If I had $1 million.
Does he really have $1 million?
I'd buy lots more of cocaine.
That's the it is a little bit of a surprise. There's no reason why we wouldn't suspect that Bare Naked Ladies guys might do drugs just like lots of other people, but you just don't picture that band having that lifestyle at all.
They are pretty clean cut.
Yeah.
In appearance, anyway. But, you know, coke just isn't for hardcore losers, man.
It's for everyone? Is that what you're saying?
It's for breakfast. It's what's for dinner.
Is that your point?
Coke. It's what's for dinner. My new advertising campaign. Amy Winehouse, speaking of drug use.
Yeah.
Why aren't the cops just following her around 24/7? If you want to make your quota busts for the month, she's person to go after.
Seems like
Stephen
make that
Page
a day.
Alone. She's upset about her wax museum statue at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Isn't that considered an honor?
It is. However, she turned down the offer to pose for the artist who created the likeness, and now that she's seen it, she says it looks like crap.
Well, it's realistic, then.
The cranky drug addict also told New Magazine that, I thought you had to be nearly dead to receive that honor. Yes, Amy.
Yes, you do.
Please enjoy. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Corey Feldman is 37 years old.
How is he
today.
Celebrating his birthday?
When he was born, how much did he weigh?
Did his parents use cloth diapers or disposable?
My questions aren't quite that obtuse, are they?
Pretty close.
By the way, if you're not watching the two Corys, we've been talking about it all day because it's his birthday. It's fascinating train wreck television over there on A&E if you get a chance to catch
I know your head Corys. Spins with as many shows as there are out there with Living in a House, Same People, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And there's
blah.
So many pseudo-celebrities who have reality shows that you get numb to it and you figure there's nothing interesting happening on these shows. Like Denise Richards and that Dina Lohan show, horrible.
It's all made up.
This show is genuinely fascinating because they're really both deeply disturbed people.
Corey Feldman, Corey Haim, both nuts. Haim much worse than Feldman, but...
Yeah. Ed Kowalczyk of Live is 37 years old as well. Today, Phoebe Cates turns 45. Thank you, Phoebe, for all those moments with you in the bikini in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
All the times you've watched it.
All the times I put it on freeze frame. Michael Flatley is 50 years old today. He was the creator of Riverdance and The Lord of the Dance. And
does he still dance?
Dance, Dance, Dance. And Dance, Dance Revolution.
I don't think he did all that.
Step Up to the Streets.
Nope, not
did
him.
All that stuff. He's 50 years old. And our buddy Will Ferrell celebrates his 41st birthday today. Of course, he's got the new movie Step Brothers coming out next weekend. And rumor has it, Will be here in the studio tomorrow with us to spend some time and talk about the film along with his co-star John C. Reilly.
Fantastic.
That's the best.
It's good news.
Can we have B not ask questions?
Wouldn't that be great?
What do you think about Stephen Page and the Bare Naked Lady doing cocaine, Will Ferrell? Why is the dollar so low?
I'm just as God made me.
That's the problem.
Yep.
That's why God is not perfect.
He's flawed.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
I like puppies.
All right, not now. We're trying to policeman. 1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone call. Get on the air. Get a prize today. It's a brand spanking new Kevin and Bean t-shirt for your efforts.
That is a prize right there.
What does that mean?
That's a good prize.
Just saying, you know, in the hot weather and everything, nothing feels nicer than a Kevin and Bean t-shirt.
All right, let's start with Rick in Irvine. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Rick?
What's going on?
I was coming up in Newport yesterday, and we were just coming up to 17th Street on Newport Boulevard, and we seen an F-350 with a blown out left front tire cross over the median onto oncoming traffic around the bus stop by Starbucks right there.
Mm-hmm.
With my friend Scotty Ray, and they came back across traffic the whole time. He needs another ticket. He was on his cell phone the whole time.
Son of a bitch. Now,
Bluetooth violation.
Did that truck have a gigantic life-size picture of Quentin Rampage Jackson on the side of it, perhaps?
It happened so fast. All I remember seeing is Toyo tires
Oh, yeah, that's he's got that giant sponsorship painted on there as well.
Right. Yeah.
They must be proud.
His huge brother with the cell phone driving and...
You are obsessed with the cell phone part. The guy hit
the thing he wants to nail him for.
The guy hit four cars, and you want to talk about him being on his cell phone. Well,
he drove onto a sidewalk, and people had to run out of the way so they wouldn't die, and all you care is that he was using his minutes.
Wouldn't you drop the phone after you hit the first car?
You would think.
Unless I was calling for help.
Well,
no, Kevin would be calling to make sure that the TV got it. That's what he'd be saying. Come on. Hey, guys, where's the helicopter? I want to be on TV.
And did you guys see the cops when he was laying down on his face? And they were way taking it careful because, they had to know who they were dealing with. They probably have seen him in the ring and they go, oh, this guy could kill me.
I heard the retarded policeman was the first guy in the scene.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that. Do you have any idea what he said?
Yeah, I think he said...
something like,
oh, I thought you had a thing.
It may have sounded like when he said,
a likely story. Only a true Mexican can make up such lies.
That's right.
There you go. True Mexican.
Makes sense.
All right, let's go to Barbara, who is calling from Compton. Good morning, Barbara.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Lisa May?
What it do, Barbara?
I went to the Comic-Con? That's not till next week. Sorry.
No, it isn't.
I went to the Coldplay concert on Monday.
How was the Coldplay concert?
It was so awesome.
They were there Monday. They were there last night.
Yes.
And everybody raves. That's one of those bands that sounds great on CD, but when you see them live, they actually put a lot more energy into it, and it really takes it to the next level. They're really great live.
They really do. I mean, their songs are so mellow, and it's like a whole different band when you see them live.
Yeah. It's true.
It was so awesome, and the only quibble I had was that it took them a long time from the opening act before they actually came on.
Right,
and people were like kind of bored, and they were doing the wave, and so I was thinking of Dave the King of Mexico.
Oh, he loves the wave.
That. I know. Yeah.
He loves the wave.
Did they have any beach balls?
He loves the beach balls.
I didn't see any beach balls.
Dave was retard strong at the Dodgers game when he was trying to take those beach balls, and we were trying to wrestle them away from him, and we couldn't get it. There were five of us. We couldn't get it away from him.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Dave, you went to the Coldplay concert. How was it?
Oh, it was great. Chris Martin played ballads.
Did he play ballads?
And then I saw Jon Favreau, and he spilled Coke on my shoulder. It was a good show. It was good. Overall, good.
Well, how was the music, though?
It was good.
How about the lyrics?
Yeah, you know, I have to say good.
But overall, the show, you know, what was your impression?
Good.
That's the kind of detailed feedback that we get from Dave the King of Mexico when he comes back.
They were crispy. Let's go down to line three, also keeping it to the Coldplay show. Apparently some celebrity sightings down there, apparently.
Malin?
I think Terry Bradshaw was at the concert.
Yes, he was. Malin and Fullerton?
How you doing, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
You were at the Coldplay show, too?
Yes, and they totally rocked. They're so awesome.
They are really good
They're
in concert.
Yummy. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't go yummy, but okay. You're a girl. That's fine.
Okay. So what is up with Hollywood stars and their height? We were at the floor setting with my best friend, and first of all, there was a ruckus behind us. Uh-oh. There was these guards trying to get some people in there. You know, we weren't there for that. So anyways, towards the middle of the concert, we turn around, and like, there's these short guys. I'm like, they look so familiar. And it was that Spider-Man guy, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire, yeah.
His girl, mom, baby's mama, whatever.
He's kind of a short dude.
He is. He's my height. I'm like 5'4". He's kind of, you know, not on the really handsome side. And then Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend model, that Raffaele girl.
Yeah.
The only real thing in them was, like, her big rack. She was a real, like, big girl. And, you know, that's the only thing. But they were pretty short compared to what, you know, you're used to seeing on television.
You thought because you've seen him in movies they would be tall?
Well, they always do look taller in movies.
He's like 6'1", right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
On a 30-foot screen.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. It's always surprising when you see how really short some of these people are.
I don't think
I've...
Did you say, wow, you're short?
No.
They like it when you do.
My best friend looking around, like, and I'm like, okay, she's making it too obvious, so I'm just going to keep it cool. But they were... Everybody's cheering and having a great time. They're, like, stone cold looking at the concert. And we're like, hello, just, you know, have fun a little, relax. But then they left early, so we didn't get to, like, take pictures of them, right?
They wouldn't have shown
up. Sad. Did Toby say, get the F out of my way?
Thank you for the call.
See him going off of the paparazzi the other day?
No.
Oh, it went ballistic.
Really?
He was trying to drive away from a restaurant, and they were in front of him. He got out of the car and started screaming at the top of his head.
I don't know how that doesn't happen more if they stand in the way of your car. I would so be tempted to run him over. Steve in Mission Viejo. Good morning.
What'd you do, nephew? What'd you do, baby boo?
Hey, Steve.
We had a call yesterday from a guy saying he was really angry because he saw a police officer on the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Not wireless, but on the cell phone. And what are you calling to say?
Well, I walked up to a policeman really slowly. I was in Santa Ana. And I asked him if, you know,
the cops have to abide by this law. And he tells me that they don't. They are exempt from the law as long as they are on duty.
So if they're working...
they don't really need to concentrate on driving while they're driving the squad car, I guess.
Well, hey, I mean, they're exempt from every traffic law. They don't have to abide
That's
by...
That's true.
That's awesome. I need to be a cop.
Yes, you do.
I need to be a cop. Then
you
I would
need a gun and a badge.
I need a gun and a badge.
That's what you need.
And then none of the rules would apply.
No.
Can you imagine if Kevin was a cop?
Oh, that'd be the best.
The lawsuits against the
city. It would be the highest number of off-duty shootings ever in the history of the LAPD.
I would be the best police officer ever.
Don't shoot those fireworks off! Now what, lady?
There's already a retarded policeman, you guys.
Oh, that's right.
I guess it kind of makes sense. The caller makes a good point that they can run red lights if they want or park in a no parking zone if they want. So why would they have to abide by the cell phone law, I guess? But for the same reasons that it's supposed to be making us safer to use hands-free, you would think that the police officers would want to be safer as well, but I guess not.
I saw a cop rape a bitch on
you
TV.
You didn't see that at all.
He was on duty. Yeah,
you didn't
they can get
see
away
that.
With anything.
You did not see that
happen.
Didn't happen.
I want to thank all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, and by all of, I mean our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Also, thanks to Mrs. Kevin, Melissa, for stopping by today. This is the annual back-to-school drive for school supplies for kids in Los Angeles and elsewhere. Friendsandhelpers.org is the website address, or there's a link in the Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com if you want to buy some backpacks.
Tomorrow morning, Richard Roper, the dude with no jaw. Is that the dude with no jaw?
No.
Who's the dude with no jaw?
That's Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert.
Richard Roper is the co-host of At the Movies, the popular syndicated movie review show, but he's also a columnist and a best-selling author, too.
And he talks like this.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
That's him. So we have him tomorrow.
That's the other one.
Also, Peeping Toms.
Oh.
Our own Janelle went to Mexico and had a Peeping Tom.
Oh!
Supermodel receptionist Janelle?
Yeah, that's
the luckiest Peeping Tom in the world.
That's a lucky Tom, isn't it?
It's got to say, if you're a Peeping Tom, it's like Russian roulette. You don't know what you're
going to get. Right. Most of the time, I would imagine bad.
Sometimes you look through the blinds, you're horribly disappointed. You want to pull your eyes out.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you look through the blinds, Janelle's on the other side.
It makes it worth all the ugly ones.
Come on.
Did she... I guess we'll hear the story from her tomorrow, so I won't ask any questions that you guys
don't
know.
No, ask some questions that we don't know.
Why stop now?
How long exactly was the guy
wearing? If she caught the dude. If it was a case of she saw a peeping Tom and then he ran away, or if maybe she was able to capture him.
She never saw him. Never saw him. She didn't even know he was there. That's how we know the story.
Interesting.
Wow. Also, tomorrow we have Dark Knight tickets. Christian Bale, Heath Ledger. We have those every hour. And
that's right. You'll have tickets to my movie.
Speaking of movies, we also have... Step Brothers is coming out a week from Friday, and it looks like we're going to have Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly in our studios tomorrow.
Dude. That would be amazing.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Two of my comic idols.
So that's tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Those balls are sensational.
Absolutely.
Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about some Bad Religion? Also Nirvana, Papa Roach, new one from The Offspring. Music and more straight ahead right here. On